Yo ho.
Hey, hey.
Ho ho. How are ya?
I was doing great until I watched a video about what you guys are doing in Canada.
Let me first introduce. This is the Fakeologist Radio Network. This is the Fakeologist Call with Marcus Allen. It is August 9th, 2020. Year of dystopia for sure. One disturbing thing after another is occurring every single day if you pay attention to the media. And I have on the call Marcus Allen, who has been on the scene for a long, long time. Truth in 7 minutes. He's got my exclave going on. You've just been doing this for a long time. So that's why I thought we would catch up and continue on where you left off. I have been listening to your audios, like I've told you before, for a month now. I'm in 2011. I took a week off as other things were getting in the way audio-wise. But I'm back in January 2011, so if you forgive me if my latest point of reference is some of your conversations with Chris from way back in January 2011. That's where my brain is when it comes to Marcus Allen right now. So unless you've listened to those shows, you probably don't know what you were talking about back then.
Oh, I remember the gist of it, but I won't remember as much as you will remember, that's for sure.
Yeah. But it is kind of fun, and I really think that you did your children a real service by creating those audio diaries, because I think they're super valuable, and I hope that one day they will too if they haven't already.
I'm hoping for that too. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but hopefully maybe in maybe 5-10 years that'll happen for my oldest son. That's for sure.
But the real interesting thing about them is the reason why it's fun to go back in time to listen to audios, and they're almost, you know, I can't think of too many radio shows or broadcasts or hosts or anybody, maybe besides Howard Stern, where you can go back and listen to archives and see if what you were saying then is applicable to today, or see if anything you did say was implied or predicted.
And how's my record going?
Well, I think, I don't think anyone, including you, has mentioned virus and as a way to take over society. I don't think anyone said that, but just overall, everything you said back then is completely true 10 years later. I really haven't found anything, that you've said that's off the mark at all. Everything has stood the test of time, which is great. So that's pretty great.
That is pretty great. Well, it depends if it's good or not. Like,
well, I don't know if it's good or bad, because even I was just thinking this today as I was having my shower after being in our radioactive lake here, and that is what. Are we just along for the ride and there's really no way to stop this, what's going on now? Or I know you really think you can change things or at least get out of the way of what's coming. But, I was just thinking, I even said to my wife, you know, I might have to learn how to shoot and then move into the backwoods of Michigan, for instance, just to, learn how to hunt deer. And then that would be what we'd eat for the next 8 months while it gets really cold. I don't know. I was just wildly speculating about sort of this dystopian future that may come upon us if Americans don't stop this, because America is the only place that can stop this coronavirus hoax. And by the way, that's where my mind is, because that's just about all the media I consume right now. The alternative media that I consume is just, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. If you go on Twitter right now and type in Belarus,
okay, Twitter.com. What? So I'd have to look up Belarus first, see where it is. I think it's an old USSR country. So I'm going to go there, type in Belarus. And I think they had the president that wasn't going along with this. I think, was that Belarus? There's so many, there's a couple countries that they weren't playing the virus game. I don't think Belarus was one of them, but I can't remember now. Okay. The last thing, it's been a long, sad day. My right to vote has been stolen. Okay. This guy's in the UK. Okay. Tell me what is happening?
Can you hear me? Because I lost connection with you. I just rebooted my my cable.
We're good. Okay, I didn't think I lost you.
Yeah, I was a little sneaky the way I did that. So apparently, like the last dictator in Europe, completely fraudulently stole 80% of the vote. Got 80% when everyone expected him not to win at all. And they're literally, if you go onto Twitter and type in Belarus, you'll see. Just people, like, first of all, there's internet blackouts, and I mean, they're just pulling every stop. And, you know,
can you hear that?
Yeah, I can.
There's a guy walking around in his underwear in front of a row of, looks like army vehicles. God, you know, there's so much in the world going on that you just don't know about unless you're looking for it. It's just amazing the information you can pull.
Yeah.
And if you didn't mention that, how the hell would I know about it? Yeah.
Well, I'm a big fan of Godlike Productions. You know, you may laugh at that.
People, no, I'm not laughing. It's just not on my. I'm gonna have to start going there.
Yeah, I mean, they know it is absolutely the fastest way to know what's going on, hands down. You know, I check in there. It's a reward for me. I'll do work and then I go in there because that's my fun.
Yeah.
And I would say 95% of it is absolute crap. And I just have a way to find, you know, those posts that are not, they get very little views. They're not pinned to the top.
Yeah.
And then boom, I find out what's going on. That's how.
And that's one thing you were talking about even 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And has it changed at all? Is it the same type of form? Has it worked the same way? Is it the same kind of nuggets that you talk about?
Oh, 100%. The only difference is I cannot spread the truth as much there as I used to. It no longer is indexed by Google. I used to post into Godlike Productions because whatever words I would put into a post there would show up in Google. Mm-hmm. So it would have a lifetime of traffic going to my thoughts. And that isn't necessarily the case anymore. But that's just the way how the internet works. It's always like that. You jump on something that's kind of hot and then it burns out and then you find out what the next thing is.
So Google doesn't index it anymore. They've completely dropped it from their searches.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, you can if you type in an exact phrase title, but it used to be like if I talked about Agenda 21, like it would show up on the first page of Google, Agenda 21 on Godlike Productions.
Yeah.
And then I would link to something.
I see there's a button to join GLP. It's free. Any use in that?
I would not, no. You want to go anonymous.
Well, what if you just want to keep track of what you have read and haven't read? Is that beneficial or no?
No, because it's so fast. I mean, if you hit refresh on the main page, literally all the topics will zoom down the page and be replaced by new topics.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. What? It's not even on my radar and I look into truth. I know you've talked about it for a long time. Does everyone know about it? Is it the place to be? Because besides you, I don't think anyone's ever referred to it as a place to go.
Yeah, it's my little secret that makes me look good, so don't tell anyone about it.
Yeah, okay, but it's everyone else must know about it if it's just scrolling endlessly super fast and you're getting just
It's like I said, it's 95% absolute pure shillery, fear-mongering nonsense.
Okay.
Give you a couple tips. The first thing is never look at the pinned post. Those are the ones that are stuck at the top.
Okay.
You know, what I do is I look for those. I scroll past the pinned post. So maybe like, especially at nighttime, like now, 8 o'clock or so, there's going to be tons of pinned posts. It's kind of like the news. It's they're putting all the propaganda at the top, and I just skim right through that.
Okay, that's the one with the pin and the little flag, colored flag beside it on the left. Yeah. Who pins them?
Well, that's a good question. It's there are a handful of moderators that pin it.
Okay.
I've had one of the ways that I got 100 million people to watch my Flight 175 video was someone pinned my video at Godlike Productions. So it's not always bad,
yeah,
but it's usually bad. And that's what literally lit the fire to get it going hot.
Here's one topic. My hens just killed my rooster. I guess I got to look at that.
it's common. I mean, at dinner time, I'll read the comments to my family, and we just have a great old time. It's fantastic. It's the bunch of comedians there, literally, like comedians joking about the propaganda. It's fantastic.
Okay. So that's just obviously just comedy gold right there.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you scroll down, there's like right now about half – yeah, about half the page is pinned.
Okay, the so top half, yeah.
That. Yeah, and what I do is I will just kind of scan left to right and look at low counts. Like I see, we have 3 weeks before something big happens. Has 7 replies, 139 views.
Okay, I see that.
If that's on the first page of Godlike Productions, that means it's either a new thread.
Okay.
Or not that many people replying, and that's very – like the shills will reply and you know, try to debunk, and that's why it'll have lots of replies. Again, the number 7 is the number of replies. The 139 is the number of views.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see somebody has 7139, I'm going to check that out. So then if I click on it.
Okay, I'm still looking out.
When any country is planning or knows that they have to go to war, they start contacting the businesses that make products for wartime. Follow those companies. There have been massive contracts up with these companies with time frames. Q needs to tell us. Blah, 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 right? And then, you know, if I see a bunch of cartoons and memes and all that kind of stuff, I'll jump out. Like, I'm not getting any intelligence from that.
Okay.
But if someone posts, like, a massive link, like, typically, like, on a vaccine link, they'll post something that, you know, RFK Jr. has said and has gold after gold after gold and then a link to that, I pay close attention to that.
Okay. I'll have to put it on my list of things to watch. Then I'll just have to go to it, make it a thing. But it's a lot.
Again, what I do is I have my Simple Note. So again, I have terrible memory, but Simple Note makes it look like I have perfect memory. So mm-hmm. I use SimpleNote.com. So I have Simple Note open in the background.
Let me look.
And
at
I'll
that.
Go through these.
SimpleNote.com. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I only use Simple Note because it's a cross-platform sync. So okay. No matter what device. It syncs perfectly and has a backup feature, and it's great.
Okay.
It's made by the same company that made WordPress.
Oh, okay. I was using Google Keep, which is Google, mm-hmm. but that's how I put a lot of notes there. You can share them and whatnot. What do you think of Google Keep? I'm sure you have an opinion on that.
The only thing I would do of Google is, you know, like I'm a big fan of Gmail, although there's a new service called Hey.com.
Okay.
Which is $100 a year. That's better. It's definitely better than Gmail. Gmail's awesome. I mean, Gmail, when I look at the people who subscribe to my newsletter, you can see what the extension is of the email address, and it's like 90% Gmail. So a lot of people like Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very good, but they admit that they're snooping on what is being said. We know that because they serve ads based on what is said in the email.
Yes.
But I mean, that's the cost of free. You know, nothing is free.
That's right. Okay, so you would use Gmail. You use Gmail. You like it.
I use Gmail. I use the calendar, which I probably shouldn't because, again, they're snooping at what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Apple's any better. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. Apple snoops also. Everyone snoops. It's really difficult.
Okay.
But getting back to Godlike Productions, so I have Simple Note open, mm-hmm. and as my reward, I go through and I look at some nuggets. And then, bam, when I see something, I mean, you should see the list I have. If we will, let's just say we will never, ever, ever run out of things to talk about. We can go 24 hours.
So you just grab a thread and just paste it in a Simple Note? Is that what you do? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or a link, perhaps. You'll take a link, say, and drag it in a Simple Note and just put it there.
I created something called a bookmarklet.
Yeah. Right. I know what that is.
So I'll be at a web page. And no, from yeah to so a bookmarklet to copy both a paragraph, the title of the webpage and the URL of the webpage all at the same time. So I click one button in my browser. It copies those three things, and then I can paste it into SimpleNote.
Okay. Does SimpleNote have the bookmarklet? Or...
No. I'd be happy to give it to you off record.
Okay.
I made it myself.
Oh, you made it. Okay, because some, for instance, WordPress gives you a bookmarklet. They give you that.
Well, there's tons of bookmarklets. You can have a bookmark. It's just a little software script that does an automation for you.
Right. Grabs whatever you highlight and paste it in, I guess, to whatever app. Okay.
So every page, like I see a page and I see it like a couple paragraphs I want to copy, it does all three things at the same time.
Right. I gotcha. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of my stuff on my phone, so I'm not sure it would help me because, again, I'm not
probably.
I do a lot on there.
I wouldn't even know how to do a bookmarklet on a phone. My head would explode. It's so small, and I hate the phone for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The phone is great, you know, for phone.
Well, like, when you're mobile, you need it. But I think you spend a lot of time in your own office. You're not mobile.
Right. I'm the only person who uses their phone in horizontal mode. Like, I was just having a discussion with someone like that. I'm like, you ever have problems when you turn your phone in, you know, horizontal mode, landscape mode, I think that is? Mm-hmm. They're like, I've never in my life turned it horizontally. It's always vertical. I'm like, well, how do you see a YouTube video? Like, don't you want to see a full screen YouTube video? No, I've never done that before. I do it all the time.
Yeah.
So the only time I use my phone is for phone, the very few texts that I sent to my family, and for YouTube videos. That's it.
Yeah. Well, when you're like me and always on the road, your phone is way more important. Although it's not as useful but as a desktop, but if you can't have a desktop. And I used to carry my laptop when I was more stationary, but now I'm moving a little more, so I just don't even have time to open the laptop.
What about tablet?
No, it's just too big and bulky. I'm jumping around, so I'd rather have a desk or a laptop.
Mm.
Just with a keyboard, and I've never been a tablet person.
Oh, I love my tablet. Probably it's the best device out of all of them for me.
Oh, what do you use it for?
Video editing, to surfing the internet, to editing my audios for my podcast. To
really,
I mean, it's
better than a desktop. For
oh
that?
My god,
for editing 100%. An audio
and a video. People are so stunned. They're like, "Yeah, I use LumaFusion. It's $29. It's just as powerful as the Apple version on the laptop. That's $299. Mm-hmm. All my videos are done on LumaFusion. Yeah, I use Ferrite Recording Studio for my audio podcast to make them sound good. All done with my fingers and my pencil, my Apple Pencil, and it's fantastic.
Okay, interesting. Interesting tips.
I didn't think we were going to talk about this tonight.
Well, we get all over the place. I love tech talk. I love to know easier ways to do things and try different things. I'm trying call in studio tonight. I don't know if anyone's actually listening. Actually, I have four people. If anyone is listening and wants to call in to test out call in studio, it's actually pretty expensive. So I don't know how long I'm going to stick to it, but
I remember you talking about that last time.
Yeah, it's 5 cents a minute, 6 cents a minute, because I'm using a toll-free number. But again, I don't know if I'm going to get callers or I even want callers, but I just wanted to play around with it. But the number is 855-920-1984. That was the only 1984 number I could find in the toll-free thing, because I think I still think 1984 is what we're going through.
Oh, sure.
And my wife just bought me the book for $3 at the bookstore. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm pretty sure I've read it, but I'm going to try and read it again in the old fashioned paper version, paperback.
Okay, I have some 1984 trivia. Let's see, or quiz that you can take. Tell me how many times the word double think was used. It is in 1984.
I'm going to say once.
Zero.
It was never in there. Okay.
It's double speak.
Yeah. Well, oh, you trick question. You busted. Actually, I posted some great 1984 quotes that my wife sent to me because somebody was floating around a quote that I thought was fake from the book, you know, because even the quotes are fake, but she said it was actually almost right. But I posted them on fakeologist.com/blog, and they're under quotes. So I'll look in the quote section while he asks you, what's your next quiz?
Well, actually, I ruined the quiz. It's actually doublethink is in the book. It's not double speak.
Right. Okay. So you had it backwards.
Yeah, I'm writing an article which I just finished about doublethink.
Mm-hmm.
And I have some excellent examples of doublethink that no one has ever thought about, probably.
Okay.
So let me give you so you've heard about staying apart keeps us together in Australia, right?
Yes. That was in a video that I posted. That was a strange one because I put that on FakoTube, and usually when I put a video on FakoTube, I use FakoTube's importer for that from YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it goes directly from YouTube to FakoTube. I don't even always save a copy, which I really should do, but it's really hard to keep up. And that I do from my phone. And, so then I have to try and remember to download it to my own local side if I really want to keep it. Just in case FakoTube gets blown away.
Right.
And when I imported the Melbourne police somebody, whether he's police chief or who the hell he was, talking about smashing in windows, the thumbnail of that video had the logo of Ingsoc. So when I thought about that, later, I thought, oh no, was that a fake video that I just put up? Because Ingsoc is from 1984. So I watched.
See, I didn't read the book. So what does Ingsoc mean?
Ingsoc is the English Socialist Party that runs the government, I think.
So is it like an acronym?
Yeah, I can't remember what it stands for, but the logo that was in the thumbnail, the video I put on FakoTube said Ingsoc. So then I started to watch the video because I thought, where did it get the thumbnail from? Because I didn't remember seeing Ingsoc. I remember seeing that slogan that you just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get a chance to finish watching the video to see because it always pulls the thumbnail out of the video. And I don't know where exactly it pulled it from.
Well, but YouTube puts a thumbnail in.
Well, FakoTube makes its own thumbnail too. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Does it pull the official thumbnail?
I don't know. But
well, you can find out. You just search for you take the title of the video, go back into YouTube search.
Okay.
And then it'll give you a results page and then you can see what the thumbnail is.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. Because
I often wonder about that if it does that.
Let me just put in the chat, and you can look at this.
Okay.
Click on that link, and tell me if Ingsoc is on your thumbnail. I just want to make sure that I'm not going crazy.
So on FakoTube thumbnail, you're saying?
Yeah.
Now I have I think it's because I'm on Safari. I'm gonna drop this into Brave browser is probably my favorite browser actually.
Okay.
I'm gonna bring it into because there's no thumbnail on Safari with FakoTube anytime. I think it's because I have a ad blocker maybe. Yeah, I do see Ingsoc. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to figure out did somebody now I don't even know where the video came from. I think it was from PK's channel. But now I'd love to know where that came from. Did he put it in or do you see? So I thought it was a fake video.
Oh, it's definitely someone who made the video definitely inserted that because the thumbnail would be full screen. That's not full screen.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, this is how crazy things are these days. Melbourne. See, now the video's not even coming up on YouTube. Melbourne martial law police smashing car windows. Or if it is, I can't quite see it. Oh, wait, here it is. Actually, this came from crazy.
I just want to recap really briefly on what we're already doing because we have a significant commitment. We
this guy makes me ill.
To be
so I'm just skipping around.
Infringements.
and I just don't see ink sock. So you're saying maybe
we expect you to adhere to the.
Anyway, let's get back to the original topic because I really got you off topic here.
It does not. Yeah. So I just found it. I found the video. It's from Crazy World, which we live in.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And no, the thumbnail is not the same thumbnail that you have on FakoTube.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, I have no idea where it came from.
So what FakoTube must do is like go to like 5 seconds in and grab a snapshot automatically or something.
I don't know, but where did InkSock come from? This is what disturbs the hell out of me.
InkSock insert was put in by the person who made the video itself.
Okay.
Because not full screen.
Commitment. We have
So it's somewhere in the video.
It has to be in the video.
Okay, because I didn't see it. Isn't that disturbing, though? It's almost subliminal.
Just now that you told me what that meant, I had no idea what that meant. That would have gone right over my head. See, that's the thing is like people who make YouTube videos, they talk in riddles.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of that. You're guilty of that because we assume everyone knows what we know.
I know. Well, you can't re-educate everyone with every damn video.
Yeah, but like, for example, what I should have said, let me go back. I'm going to do it right now. You know, because people are like, what does doublethink mean? And I was going to say that, then we got kind of distracted.
Go ahead.
Doublethink, I'm just reading from my blog post here, or doublespeak or newspeak or oldspeak is language deliberately constructed to disguise its actual meaning, usually coined by governmental, military, or corporate institutions. Doublethink is when we hold two contrary ideas in our head and accept them both as being true.
Yeah.
So my favorite, hands down, recent example of that is social distancing.
Right.
There's nothing social about distancing.
That's right.
And then before this whole COVID thing, my favorite example was always the IRS. The IRS tells us that paying income taxes is
patriotic. Do you remember?
No. Starts with a V.
I don't know.
Voluntary compliance.
Oh, right. Yeah, but it's not really. It's coerced, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Voluntary. Yeah, well, yeah. Filing a tax return is... Yeah, I guess I don't know if they say that up here. Okay. Where is that blog post of yours? You have a blog, obviously. Is that an old post or a new blog post?
I was going to post it today, and then I got distracted by a very disturbing video that I watched. That's what I was telling you about some woman in Canada saying that the whole reason that they're going to have kids go to school is now – up until this year, I would have said this is complete scaremongering and I just ignore it. But now I'm not so sure. Do you know the real reason they're sending kids to school? And
so they can get awful. Vaccinated?
No.
Well, wait a sec. Don't forget, Canada's a big country. And I know Pennsylvania is not California either. So there's differences, I hope, across the country, in at least where I live. But go ahead. Give me the punchline.
Do you have no guess?
Well, I guess vaccines.
Nope. I'll give you a hint. Alex Jones. What is Alex Jones known for? He's always screaming about this.
FEMA camps.
Exactly.
Okay. FEMA camps in schools?
What they're going to do is they're going to say there's an outbreak in schools.
Mm-hmm.
And all the children in schools will have to be housed in FEMA camps and will not get to go home that day.
Ooh, that's goddamn scary.
Yes, it is. And again, up until this year, I would have laughed at that because we've been hearing that FEMA coffins, FEMA camps, blah blah blah. We've heard that forever, and it never came true. And it was Alex Jones who pushed that.
Oh God!
But today, it seems like everything they predictive programmed to us seems to come true.
Where's the link? I got to look at this now.
Okay.
I'll play it a little. I'll play a bit. We have that.
Yeah, I'll tell you where to play it too.
Oh my God, that's disturbing.
That's another little tip I have for you, by the way.
Go ahead.
Which is you can use Google's almost instant transcription service to find where exactly to go in a video very quickly.
Okay.
Do you know about that?
Maybe. I've never used the transcription service. I remember that discussion, before, but I don't use it, so it's out of my brain.
Right. So go to this link. I'm going to give it to you in Skype.
Okay.
And I'll post it in the show notes for tonight.
Okay, chat. Okay, here we go.
So now I've got I click on the three dots next to the save.
Liberty Talk Canada.
What's that?
Liberty Talk Canada. Okay.
So I just opened the transcripts, which is the three dots next to the save.
Okay, open transcript, right.
Although for some reason is not opening for me. Oh, here we go. And then what I do is on the Mac, I hit Command or Apple and then F at the same time.
Right.
I think on the PC, it's like Alt F.
Control F.
Control F. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to search for something like FEMA. Nope. Doesn't come up. I'm going to search for Outbreak. I think she said. Outbreak.
Well, yeah. Yes. It jumped out of the transcript window for me.
For me, it went to the 7:11 mark. So if you play like the 7-minute mark, you'll be able to hear it.
Okay. But I just can't look into it's not searching in that window. Let me see here. It just searched the regular page. Interesting. FEMA, okay. I can go to 7:11.
No, go to like 7.
Okay.
7 minutes exactly.
They're in school. Does anybody notice that our kids did go back to school for a month, right? At least half of them. Was there one person of those kids that had an outbreak of COVID? Did one kid give COVID to the teachers? No. And that's when they're acting like it was even worse than now. But now all of a sudden they want to mask our kids. Do you guys understand that all this back and forth with the WHO is because the plan that they want to do, it gets little glitches here and there because the people are standing up for themselves. They have to make it up as they go along. We were happy that Galati lost you back east. It's out of Bonnie Henry's hands now. We've seen the bullying letters. She's getting bullied. So is our premier. So is our mayor. It's out of their hands now. The bullying from lobby groups is coming from the elite above. So when they mandate masks for schools, even though Bonnie Henry's part of this fraud, it isn't actually because of her.
Yeah, well, I agree.
I'll tell you why the fall is going to be challenging.
Here we go. I think it's right here.
The American we know in the States has said that they're going to have, a fake outbreak in schools. It's planned, it's happening, and it's going to be timed where they know it's perfect. Either a teacher or a student will be infected. Those children will be quarantined at the school, and you parents cannot come and pick them up.
Wow.
You cannot pick up your child. There will be a quarantine center that they are sent to. You cannot see them. They will remove your child from your life. And to pick them up, you will have to vaccinate. You will have to go through blood tests. They will continue to get corona tests, and who knows what the hell it's going to say, because these tests are not meant to detect a coronavirus. They're going to start separating parents from children. It went from bend the curve, which we did right away.
Flatten the curve.
To your kid cannot be with your family.
Oh, my God.
So, again, a year ago, I would have laughed at that and said.
How did you find that? How did you find this woman? Because she's not very. 1.58K subscribers, 1,500 subscribers. How did you find her?
I'm telling you, Godlike Productions will make you look like a conspiracy expert.
Okay, so that you got it from there.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the title of things happen so fast on GLP.
I'll find it. Yeah, I'll find it.
Yeah. Wow. That's pretty disturbing.
Isn't that disturbing?
I thought the dead fish that was in the lake today was disturbing. This is worse. Why is a dead fish disturbing? I took a picture of it, by the way. I could post it.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, this is British Columbia. I always like saying British Columbia because my favorite I used to live there. My favorite premier was William Bill van der Zaam. He was a Dutchman. I love Dutch people. I don't know why. I just love their accent. If there's any Dutch people listening, could you just call in so I can hear your accent? 855-920-1984. And he, I thought, was a real guy. I'm even going to say he probably still is. I'd love to interview him just as a fan. Sort of. He's still alive. And he got drummed out of office after one term. That's why he was sort of the Trump of his time in the 80s. And I really like the guy. Every now and then do you think it is possible that a real person could slip into just local politics or, you know, premier of a province, like a governor? I don't think it's that big of a title or, it is powerful. They're controlling a lot of money. But do you think a real person could slide into a job like that? Say in the 80s?
I would have said no up until about a month ago. Do you remember Dr. Scott Jensen?
Yes, yes. The mini Minnesota senator.
And doctor.
And doctor. And he was a senator. And he started speaking out.
He is a senator.
Yeah. He is a senator and he started speaking out. Now he's under investigation, last I heard.
And he was cleared.
Okay. I didn't know that.
The medical board cleared him.
Okay.
But he was absolutely taken, like they assaulted him. Mm-hmm. So did he slip in? It sort of seems that way. There's nothing that he says that gives me the impression that he's controlled opposition.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, Bill van der Zaam. His biggest thing was he wanted to get rid of the HST, which is our harmonized, that's our harmonized value added tax in British Columbia. He didn't want it there. So he stopped that. And he was also against smart meters, which to this day, I don't understand the problem with smart meters. I don't think they kill you.
I don't think so either.
It's under chemtrails. It's under 5G.
Yep.
But as far as I know, I'm pretty sure I have a smart meter on my house.
I definitely have one.
And I don't really know the benefit. I think it means they can read it from the curb. They don't have to walk up to it. And
actually, the old meters, they didn't have to walk up to either.
Yeah. Now, I think I have a water meter in my house that has a transmitter in it, so they don't have to. Well, I have to phone that in, so I don't know if that means they can read it from the curb as well.
Our water meter, they literally come up to a reading device on the wall of our front porch.
Okay, but ours is in our basement.
Because I talk to the guy every 3 months.
Well, ours is in our basement, and I have to call in the meter reading myself. And if I don't do that, they just estimate it. So unless I filled up 10 swimming pools, then usually whatever they guess is correct. And the only other meter I have is a gas meter, and I know the guy walks up to the gas meter once a month or every other month because he usually tramples on some vegetation on the way to it.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't call that one in and save everyone a lot of money, but I guess they have to pay someone. They really want him to go for a walk, which is fine. I don't mind. But anyway, so that was Bill van der Zaam. So this woman is – this is how scatterbrained my brain works. So this woman is in British Columbia, which I said British Columbia because that's how the Dutch people say it. And I don't know where in British Columbia she is, but they're a little more activist than the average Canadian, I would say. And British Columbia is as far away as California is for you. Mm-hmm. It's another world to us Canadians. And
is that
most,
near Edmonton then?
Pardon me?
Is that near Edmonton then?
It's 12. Well, Edmonton is on the eastern side, northwestern side of Alberta, which is the next province over.
Wait, when you play hockey, what's the most furthest hockey team on the west coast of the United States?
Vancouver. Yes, Vancouver.
That's what I meant to say. Not Edmonton, right?
No, Vancouver is part of British Columbia, but Vancouver is a metropolis, as you know. And if you go into the interior of British Columbia, farther east, those people are different from people on the coast as well. They're just different people as well. So, you know, when you have such a big country like Canada, each province is super big. So even the people on one side of the province are completely different from the people on the other. Now, I don't know if it's the same in, say, a smaller state like Pennsylvania, but I don't know if you have as much in common, say, with someone in Pittsburgh or someone in Philadelphia.
No.
Yeah,
it's like another side of the earth.
Yeah, so it's the same here. So if you say Canada, I say, well, where in Canada? Because I have nothing in common with someone in Vancouver other than we use the same money.
Right.
But this military medical coup is worldwide. So her opinion is just as valid as someone where I live, because this is happening everywhere. It's completely synchronized. And, this is crazy. And I thank God I don't have small children in school, but my sister does, or might, if they ever go back. So I don't know. Should I send this to her?
Every year I fight with my wife about not sending my youngest to school.
Mm-hmm.
And every year I lose that battle. And believe me, when my wife gets home from canoeing right now.
Canoeing.
And we're done talking tonight.
That's a Canadian pastime.
Sorry, a kayak. They kayak.
Kayak, all right.
I used the wrong word.
Kayak.
When she gets home, believe me, we will talk about this video I just showed and what we're going to do about that.
Well, from what I just watched, a little bit of a Plain Truth videos, and he's the only guy, by the way, that talks Jesuit.
Mm.
I don't know if you remember him or heard of him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but he's the only guy, again, that talks Jesuit like you used to.
Mm-hmm.
So I like him for that information.
Mm-hmm.
And he's convinced that no one is going back to school.
That's not true.
Well, he said New York is.
My wife is a school teacher, and she just got the paperwork yesterday and what the plan is.
Okay.
What my wife is doing is she's actually teaching – listen to this nonsense. Okay. She's teaching Zoom from school.
Teaching Zoom.
She literally is going to school as a recording studio to Zoom to her children that are home.
Oh, God. Okay. What about the children that can't – well, I guess it's a different world now because parents are home now in a lot of places where they weren't before.
Right.
So they can be home. Interesting.
I thought you were going to ask, what if someone doesn't have high-speed internet?
Well, I wasn't going to ask that right away because there's so many things that are problematic with everyone being assumed to have a high-speed laptop
just
at home.
Just so you know, they give them high-speed internet through a PUC.
Oh, okay. You're talking about a mobile Wi-Fi device that's hooked up to the mobile data network. Okay.
Right.
Well, you call it a puck?
Yeah, it looks like a square hockey puck.
Right. Okay. Is there any more of this lady's video I should listen to, and should I subscribe to this channel?
I'm not so sure. I really limit who I subscribe to, so I'm very careful about that. But I'd not subscribe to that.
Okay.
Again, I only did that so I can use it as a reason to show my wife why we should not have our children go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your ammo.
Your oldest is out of school, I think, isn't he?
He's out of school, right. So my one last.
Right.
Unless I have children that I don't know about, which is very possible.
Oh, you might have children you don't know about? Is that from going to the bar?
No, I don't go to the bar anymore. I haven't done that in 9 years or so, but, you know.
Well, I don't know.
I was just trying to be funny, and I got nothing funny to say about that, but.
All right. Well, yeah, I just remember you went to the bar, which I thought was strange even 10 years ago because you're married. I've been to a bar since I was married.
Well, yeah, I mean, when it's safer to be at a bar because people there will listen to you about philosophical stuff, then that's why you go to the bar. By the way, the only reason I don't go to a bar anymore has nothing to do with that. It's because the taste of alcohol has significantly declined in the last 9 years.
Oh. Are you a drinker?
You don't remember me in my Long Island iced tea days?
Yeah, but I didn't know you ever drank one.
What did you think I did? Looked at it?
Well, you just talked about it. I didn't know you actually drank one.
I had them all the time.
Oh, okay.
All right. I thought we talked about this. Well, the reason it's because my roommate was dirt poor in college.
Right.
And we always wanted to do stuff. And I had more money back then than I do now, which is kind of frightening. And I'm like, listen, let's go. We would always go Monday night to, I forget the name of the place. We would get all you can eat wings. Now, Dave, my roommate was 270 pounds, 6'7".
Oh, like, he's a monster.
Monster. And we would go in for the all-you-can-eat wings, and they would look at us with fright in there because they saw that Dave wanted to eat all-you-can-eat wings. I'm a pretty big guy too.
Right. They figured they have to call the truck back up to the back door. And
they did. And then they put – because we go every Monday, they would put limits on what we can do. We were the people who changed the limits. So we had to wait like a half hour between reorders on the wings. We would
regularly – They throttled your eating.
Exactly. They throttled our eating.
So you bankrupted the place. They closed after you left.
No, I don't know.
They locked the door.
But we would regularly go through 130 wings each.
Oh my god. I don't like it. Wings have the skin on them, don't they?
Yes, they do. Fried wings.
I never got into that. I think that might be an American pastime.
Yeah, it's from Buffalo, which by the way just found out tonight. Crossed away from you. My wife is like, why don't you go talk to Tim in Buffalo?
I can't go over the border. I want to go to the Cracker Barrel in Michigan. I don't – believe me. But with this quarantine horse shit, I'd have to go lock myself somewhere for 14 days. That's the big problem right now.
Well, I have an exclave investor who lives near the border of Maine.
And he said
you can cross the border like just jump over the line. No one would know.
Well, nobody might have known in the past. I think things are a lot crazier. I know I cut through Maine, and when I cut through Maine to cross back from the East Coast to Toronto area, I thought, who the hell gave away Canada to the United States? And I had to look up the whole story of Maine, because Maine is mostly should be in Canada for the most part. It really pushes right up to the St. Lawrence River, which was the major thoroughfare of the day before planes. And I was just thinking, what idiot gave all this back to America? Because if you drew a line across the 49th parallel, by the way, which has a problem in the Vancouver area, which is really unique. I think I've mentioned it to you. But it would appear that somebody made a mistake when they drew the border, but apparently it was part of some deal, some British deal where we gave you Maine or something, but it really doesn't belong in the US at all. I did go through Maine. There's no east-west road in Maine at all. There's no interstate in any way. So we ended up just meandering around the mountains, which is great, but if you're in a rush, it's crazy. There's no interstate that goes east-west. It's just north-south. So if you really want to cut from the east coast of Canada back to central Canada, you just have to meander through Maine. And again, it's beautiful, but it's a real time killer. But when we got to the border, there was literally nobody there between Maine and Quebec. And it almost seemed like the same guy ran from one house to the other to open the gate. It's tiny is what your point is. And yeah, the actual land border would be impossible to surveil. Unless, of course, they've got 5G or video cameras every 100 yards. I don't know. But yeah, it's all backwoods.
Interesting.
But yeah, Buffalo, definitely Buffalo, we go there a lot. We used to.
How far away are you drive-wise from there?
Well, Buffalo is, I would say, 90 minutes from the middle of Toronto. I'm on the east side of Toronto, so you have to add another half an hour.
Oh, wow. That's pretty far.
Yeah, it's not close, but yeah, it's close enough. And I actually, there's a special bridge. There's four bridges that go over the Niagara River, four international bridges. And one of the bridges is for Nexus people. Those are people that pre-clear. security-wise. After 9/11, they created a little express program. And I actually got that because when I used to go on one of the big bridges to Michigan, the middle lane of the bridge was dedicated to these people with the passes. And I was just so jealous sitting in line while everyone's flying over the border. I said, I got to get one of those. I don't care what it costs. So we got one, of course, and it was fantastic.
How much did it cost?
I think it was $50 for 3 years per person. So I said, I'm getting one of those. And it works at the airport, too, but, of course, now God knows. But anyway, there's a bridge over the Niagara River, which connects New York State to Ontario, just for Nexus people. It's like a private bridge. It's bizarre. So I tried that a few times. The only problem is it puts you in the middle of Niagara Falls, New York, which is another just...
hellhole.
Oh. So then I went and looked up the story of Niagara Falls, New York. That's a fascinating story. What happened there? And it's really the beginning of the deindustrialization of the United States. It peaked in the 50s. I had no idea the decline started in the 50s. It's just... You know, the whole decline of the United States... It's just sad as it is as fascinating. So if you just look up the story of Niagara Falls, New York, and why it came to be, it really just, a lot of its success was cheap power from the Niagara River, which of course Niagara Falls. So
now for some reason you just reminded me of someone who commented on your blog today about me talking to you live. And it was Ewing 2001. Do you know who that is? Because I do.
Don't. Oh, that is Nicole Haupt.
That is correct.
Right. I just remembered that. And I, when he placed that comment, it didn't click into me. Okay. What's his problem?
I don't know what his problem is, but if you remember, we spoke last time about him in the year 1649 is when life basically started. That 1600 years is just a lie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to give you a link to his, all of his interesting, I should say, findings about that. Here, take a look at this.
Right. I think it's in a paste bin or something. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I think he posted
you've seen this
it.
Before?
Well, yeah. I think he posted it on the blog somewhere at one point.
Okay.
Just paste it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, he updated this year.
Yep.
Right, and you, and yeah, whatever you said about Nicole helped was basically about 9/11 and your past audios. I don't know if you've got into this.
You know, distractor.
Mm-hmm. What do you think? This is a distraction that history started in 1649-ish? He says.
No. The only thing that I thought of is maybe official record keeping started then.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing that came to my mind, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, first of all, when they say we've been here millions and millions of years, that's like when they say that the moon is a quarter million miles away, but you can take a cheap, as you've done, take a cheap camera and zoom in and see fine details.
Well, actually, it's not a cheap camera. It's the Nikon P900. And
that's not a cheap camera. No.
It really isn't. And I don't even use, it's not even a good portrait camera. It's just, it's only good for zooming. For regular pictures, my phone is higher quality. But of course, the phone cannot zoom 83 times. Interesting number.
But you mean 90?
No, it's 80. I believe it's an 83 times optical or digital zoom.
Okay. Cause the magic number is 93.
Yeah, but I just thought 8 plus 3 is 11. Yeah, here we go again with the numbers. But when I zoom in on the moon, I sort of thought, God, wouldn't it be amazing if they had some kind of firmware in the camera that just replaced what you're looking at with – because they know you're taking a picture of the moon. That's easy. And you've said that the image we see of the moon never changes. I remember you said at 4 o'clock, it's always white, no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking, wouldn't it be conspiratorial if Nikon, who makes the camera, made it so once you zoom in, no matter what you're looking at, it replaces it with whatever is built into the camera. So when you,
but that would mean all the manufacturers have to be on it, because I've looked through several cameras and they all show the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't really know. I thought the P900 was the only one that could zoom in that much for the average person, but I've never compared it to, say, another super zoomer of another manufacturing. So you're right. Maybe that wouldn't work out. I just thought maybe for the P900, they had an inserted image that was always dumped out when you saved it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the moon is always the same face, no matter where you are, no matter what time of the year. Mm-hmm. It's always the same, which is...
Well, it's not always the same. It kind of rocks back and forth, but it's mostly the same.
Mm-hmm.
Someone just said that they saw the moon, like, dart across the sky at 3 o'clock in the morning on Godlike Productions. Again, you don't know what to believe, but the idea that the moon is 246,000 miles away from us is an insulting whopper of a lie to anyone who just thinks about that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. And isn't it, when you see a full moon and you're driving at night, doesn't it just blow your mind away that we don't have any good information about something that's been in the sky forever? And it comes out.
And lights up on a full moon and lights up the land as if it's light out.
Yeah. And in some instances, wherever it is in the sky, it's just massive. It's uh-huh. so bizarre that it's not more well known or more widely studied, or we don't talk about it more because it's just so dramatic on a dark night. It's just incredible. Of course, the sun gets all the attention because obviously we live for a warm day. We need the sun more than we need the moon. Which is kind of funny because when I used to listen to Howard Stern, he always said we should blow up the moon. I'm not sure why he kept saying that. Do you remember that?
I don't. But then you just triggered me. I want you to continue your thought, then I want to tell you something about.
Well, he thought we should send a nuclear weapon, which don't exist, up and blow up the moon because he said it was causing all our problems.
The moon.
Yeah. It would get rid of tides. Uh-huh. Which we're told tides got it. Would just like solve tides. A lot of problems. I don't you know, it was just so nonsensical that I just discarded the thought. But I just, you know, Howard, because we know he's in on it, he's deep in the media. Yeah, he often said stupid things that made no sense if you don't understand media fakery and media manipulation. But maybe he said so many things that he was told to say or were important to be said because he had a lot of followers.
It's almost as if you know that I put in my notes something I wanted to discuss with you.
All right.
A perfect segue.
Go ahead.
Do you watch hockey?
Only when my daughter makes me, because as you may have heard, in 2011 – when the Leafs were playing the Bruins in one of the rounds of the playoffs, the first or second round, because we never get to the third round. And that's when the score was 4-0 for the Leafs in the third period with 11 minutes left. And
I have no idea.
Oh, well, it was the year, I believe, of the Boston bombing. And so
that's when Boston won everything, right?
Yeah, well, I don't know if they won everything. I can't remember, but it was the April after the Boston bombing, which was that in November or December? I can't remember now. Mm-hmm. Whenever it was that year. So when I was watching, I used to watch it all the time, Saturday night, hockey night in Canada, which is always the Leafs. And when it was 4-0, I said to my daughter, I said, it's not over yet. I'm sorry to say. And that was just because, well, I was suspicious of Boston and also Americans. They don't really want a Canadian team to win. So it was a lot of things that I said could go wrong. And sure enough, in 11 minutes, they lost. Just one completely ridiculous move after the other. And it was becoming laughable because it went 4-1, 4-2, 4-3, 4-4. 5-4. And I said, this is just, it's just fixed. It's obviously mm-hmm. fixed. This is, mm-hmm. no team collapses like this. It just doesn't happen. They could literally.
And I bet they didn't even call timeout or anything to stop the momentum.
I don't remember, but it was just ridiculous. And I almost laughed because I just had it in my mind that that's the way it was going to play out. And so mm-hmm. that was pretty much the last game I could watch because I just said, this is just, it's just ridiculous if you think this is just a organic game. So that was it. So that's my long-winded answer. Generally, I will not sit down for a hockey game. I do. I have gone to the occasional game downtown to the actual arena just for the experience, just to see all the noise and racket and what it's turned into. But overall, no, I couldn't care less about it, especially this year. It's just awful.
Well, since you're not watching it, those who are watching, listening to this right now, mm-hmm. I would like you to take notes okay. on how many times the announcers say reset.
Okay. The Leafs are playing now, by the way.
Right now?
Yes, I know they're playing right now. And they're losing 1-0.
Okay.
To the Columbus Blue Jackets.
So you were supposed to ask me, what's this thing with the reset all about?
Where do they say, when do they say reset?
So I'm driving home from the beach last night and listening to the Flyers game, Philadelphia Flyers.
Okay.
And the announcer out of nowhere in a nonsensical way says he sends the puck back for a reset. And I'm like, okay, I've never heard that before.
No, me
neither. And then he said it again. And I said to my wife, I said, I wonder if this is predictive programming for the Great Reset. And sure enough, it was as if he was paid to say it as many times as he could.
Hmm.
Wouldn't that be something? I mean, it wouldn't be something because I've seen it, where even in sports, the predictive programming is just added in there right into your subconscious.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what it means in hockey, as you said. Who knows what he's saying, but yeah, that would be strange.
I'm assuming because I wasn't watching it that he sent the. You ever watch nowadays? They rush the puck up and then they send it back to the defense and then the defense takes the puck and then they try to go around the defenders. I'm assuming that's what it was, but it made no. The way he just said it, as if he got paid to say it, was like stuck out like a sore thumb to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone's into hockey like I am, pay attention to see how many times these announcers say reset. I bet you it's.
Mm-hmm. How are you still into hockey though, knowing what you know? What is good about it?
I play hockey with my son twice a day.
Okay.
I can't get enough. I think hockey is the most amazing sport ever.
Do you play ice hockey or just street hockey?
I would love to play. I'm from Florida, so I can't play ice hockey. It's illegal.
Okay, but do you?
I'm glad you laughed at
it. Yeah, well, hockey in Florida is insane. It's just ridiculous on the surface to me.
Right.
But
well, there's only one ice rink in Southern Florida. In fact, the person who plays for the Philadelphia Flyers is actually from my neck of the woods in Florida, and he went to that one ice rink. No, yeah. I play roller hockey.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
So I love hockey. I think it's the most amazing sport. It's the most. It gives you everything. I know the fights are fixed.
The fights are long gone out of hockey, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh no, that's not true.
Oh, they maybe are this year, compared but. To the old days. Come on.
Oh yeah,
if
you look back, that's the thing. If you look back at the old days, the fights were so rigged and obviously fixed. It's ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know about that. One of my favorite. Songs I think is about roller skates, roller girls. Do you know what song I'm talking about? Actually, you might like this video. I know you like women.
I do like women.
I think you're gonna love this song and the video. This is about roller girls. Have you ever heard of a roller girl?
No, but this is don't tell me the name of the band.
You're gonna love the video.
I seen a girl on a one-way corridor.
What's the first official band?
The the vocalist and guitarist is Mark Knopfler.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you know this song?
Yeah, I know that song.
Oh, it's so good. I don't really know anyone that roller skates, so when you said that, this is all I can think about because it's a pretty racy video, and it's just a great song. And Dire Straits, of course, is just another fantastic band from the 80s, just 70s, 80s, just, you know, back when music was significant. I don't know what's played now. It's just terrible compared to the creativity from the 70s and 80s. I've always been a music fan because I've always been in my car or, you know, listen to radio at home. So I'm a big musicologist in that sense. But I have no recent musical interest. The last 20 years, it may as well be a blank. Don't ask me about anyone from the last 20 years. Because nothing's happened in music.
I would agree with that, yeah.
So that is a fantastic song. So getting back to hockey, no, I don't really care about hockey because it's sports entertainment.
Right.
Like I said, I got my daughter hooked into it. So she is big into it. So she's watching the game right now. Mm-hmm. And it's so strange, of course, without the fans. And now we're getting back to COVIDs, but it's such a dystopian situation. And the way they did this season to even attempt to bring sports back with their insane rules just seemed like a waste of time to me. To start hockey when it's 90 degrees out is just, it's already ridiculous that the playoffs in past years went into late June. Hockey should stop in April when it starts to get warm, at least in the north. It's just greed, obviously, and it's just wrong to me.
Yeah, I just think out of all the professional sports, including soccer, that hockey, I have seen, and I've posted this on an old blog of mine, the hockey puck clearly is magnetized, just like a basketball is magnetized. Did you know that?
I don't know about the hockey puck. The basketball, I put Question Our Reality's video on FakoTube.
Where I saw that. Yep.
I got some feedback saying, of course, that couldn't happen that way.
Of course not.
There's no doubt that the basketball players are incredibly talented. And so are the Harlem Globetrotters. We know those games are fixed. That's cleared ahead of time. We all know that. And we all know that these guys can really hit the basket way more than the average person. There's no doubt. Because that's all they do. If you just threw a ball at a basket for your entire life, you'd probably get pretty good at it. So, I agree that the magnetized ball, that, again, I never follow basketball, but after watching so many of those slow motion, last second, critical at the end of the buzzer beater balls, there's no doubt in my mind. Now I don't know how many times that it's fixed, and they use whatever they use, magnetized balls, no idea. And I also posted the Tiger Woods, the most incredible putt in the Masters, where the ball paused at the edge of the cup on the Nike logo. It literally paused to say hi to the camera and then fell in as if there was an earthquake at that exact moment. Oh, that was off the charts, ridiculously fixed. Same exact thing.
I'm sending you right now. Now, the goaltender, John Quick, is famous for these. Take a look at this video. It's like it always happens to him. He makes these magical saves. Watch this.
So he is.
A give up! A miraculous stop by Quick to get over and rob a give up.
Okay. Ooh, wow. So a magnet repulsion right there.
Uh huh.
God, that is insane. I've never seen that.
But dude, I've got like multiple videos.
Okay, well you gotta send all your goalie videos, because my daughter's boyfriend is a goalie.
Uh-huh.
He is as goalie as Canadian white bread as you can get. And he is, I have leaked a little fakeology his way. I don't want to ruin any relationships with my fakeology, but I have let a few things leak out, and I think he has looked at, for some reason he got a flat earth video, not from me, but from whatever social media he inhabits. So he saw a little bit of, maybe a science guy, probably Neil deGrasse, Liar Tyson with somebody else, some kind of flat earth debate. Mm-hmm. So that became a contentious topic because, even though I don't really talk flat earth, obviously it has to come up at some point as something to question. So mm-hmm. I do have a sub blog that I don't really pay a lot of attention to, but I did segregate it. So that came up and it became sort of a hot issue with her boyfriend. But if you send me all these magic pucks, because that's one, I haven't really looked into the magnetics with hockey, because I don't need to, but now that you've got them, I'll take them and ask
him. I don't have them in a file, but all you have to do is go to YouTube and search for hockey magic puck.
Right. So that's the key, those are the keywords they use for hockey and magnetism. Magic puck. Because in basketball, do they call it a magic ball?
I don't know. Let's see.
Okay. Well, that's disturbing.
It's disturbing? I think it's funny.
No, it's just disturbing for all those that... it's disturbing if you... Like, that video is just too obvious. It's almost like... Come on,
oh,
guys.
No, because
you got to do better than that to fake it.
The shows will come on and they'll tell you that it is a chip in the ice, dude. They'll tell you there's a chip in the ice. Except that it happens all the time. If you ever watch hockey, you'll see these goals that go in on the weird angles off the boards. Give me a break. Like, give me a break. Like, I can understand if the puck, when it's in super slow-mo, they show it going off one of those stands. And it goes in a weird direction, but you'll literally see a puck in slow motion go on the board around the curve of the plexiglass and kick right into the goal.
Okay.
I don't see anything for basketball magic.
Well, ball. I was just wondering, now that you've got magic puck, so now I have to look up magic puck. And as you
hockey.
Said... Hockey magic puck. Oh dear. Well, just the Leaf series. Oh yeah, there's tons of it. My God. Well, this is the NHL channel that I'm looking at right now. Dubinsky is denied by the magic puck. Is this the NHL channel? Because it's got a check mark.
All right, boys, let's have some fun.
So it looks like the NHL is grabbing the phrase magic puck, maybe to. To water
you mean
it down?
To take it, yeah.
To take it back?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Because, yeah, most of the magic pucks are on the NHL channel. I don't think they'll highlight magnetics.
Right. But they'll just say it's magic. Mm-hmm. That's all they have to say. It's magic. It's not fake. It's magic.
Well, where does that come from? Where do you think that comes from? Things that are magic that go in bizarre directions. What do you think I'm thinking about?
It's like anything in life. You don't have to explain the obvious. You just
no,
say
I know,
this.
But what major psyop used that phrase?
Oh, are you asking me?
Yeah. What major psyop? One of the biggest psyops in the last 80 years used the word magic. They actually used...
Knowing you, you're going to say 9/11, but I don't remember exactly what that was.
No, JFK.
Oh, right.
The magic bullet.
Bullet. Yeah.
Even the word magic doesn't explain the change in direction. That was insane.
Right.
That was ridiculous.
See? That's all you have to do is put the word magic then, and people will just eat it up. Oh, it's magic.
Well,
oh,
they'll just give up thinking, I guess.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the magic bullet. We just drop it at magic. We just drop everything. There's nothing to talk about. It's magic. Okay. Well, if that's how we're gonna leave it, write off the crime to magic. Okay.
And have you heard me talk in the past about the JFK nonsense?
Not really. I haven't discovered too many audios where you brought it up.
There's just one thing you have to know, and that just disproves everything.
Mm-hmm.
The Zapruder film, we're told, is one continuous film.
Mm-hmm.
It is not one continuous film.
It's
end
splices.
Of story, period.
So it's spliced. So you're saying
the
it's...
very beginning, you can see it. I mean, anyone, a dog can see it. When it makes the turn,
mm-hmm.
it's clearly jump cut.
Right. Okay.
So right off the bat, they lie. It's the only continuous. No, they're lying.
Right. Oh yeah. The JFK thing is. That was just another made for television movie that was really at the beginning of television for most people. And of course, I don't think anyone today cares about it at all. It's ancient history.
No. Mm-hmm.
But I guess one of the important things to remember is that was not shown live on TV. The JFK motorcade was not shown at the time. It was not live. They didn't broadcast it.
Nor was the moon landing.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone thinks it was live.
What was the reason for the moon landing? Did they say it was on delay to get the signal?
I don't remember, but
mm-hmm.
I mean, do you remember CNN? Whenever you'd watch CNN 30 years ago, it would be like they would ask a question and then 7 seconds later they would get an answer.
Because of the satellite delay,
right.
Allegedly.
But for some reason, the moon, again, 246,000 miles away, there was no delay.
Mm-hmm. It was real time.
Real time.
Real time with Neil Armstrong.
But again, no one thinks that through. I mean,
yeah, it's too much. Well, you know, I was trying to think, how can you break through today to people when it comes to questioning what's happening?
Oh, they are now.
Well, could you just say, do you believe in the moon landing right now? Because if they do, then there's not much to talk about when it comes to PSYOPs and corona. Really. There really isn't. So I'm just wondering what a quick litmus test to ask someone would be. Because
you don't need to ask someone anything nowadays. All you have to do is if you see someone driving in their car alone with a mask on, you know they're done.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, still see that.
And if you see someone who goes into a restaurant without a mask, even though it says all over the place you must wear a mask, well, that's someone I want to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
At least start.
Yeah. Well, I never really go out to stores even before this happened, and now we never really hit a lot of restaurants either, just due to our lack of spending that kind of money on restaurants. I know Americans are much
like going to. We have Wawa and convenience stores here.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who go to the bathroom without a mask on are the people I want to talk to, because mm-hmm. you're supposed to wear a mask in the Wawa, in the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say about 10% of the people do not.
Right.
I had a discussion with a local store. It's called Goods.
Mm-hmm.
And the sign gets smaller and smaller. In the beginning, it says, you must wear a mask. It was this huge sign. And then, like, week after week, it would get smaller and smaller. And I finally went up to the manager and I said, what's the scoop with masks? Do I have to wear a mask? And she says, well, we won't kick you out. I'm like, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
Right. Okay. Well, I don't know. I can't give you the state of the nation here other than what my wife says, and it's I believe 95% masks still, so.
And well, that still means 5% are people that you could talk to. So you don't need to ask anyone about the moon landing or anything. If someone's not wearing a mask, you know they're not buying it. That's probably someone that you could talk to about all kinds of stuff. It's the greatest thing that ever happened to us. It's like the instant filter.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, what about the people like myself that would probably put on a mask to go get my hose at Home Depot, but I don't comply, but I just don't want to argue with the guy at the front door, for instance, or I just don't want to deal with the BS. So I
honestly, I wouldn't want to talk to you because I want someone who has the courage not to wear a mask.
Yeah.
I'd want to talk first to someone who is one of the 5%. Yeah. Even better if they're one of the 1%.
Okay. Well, we have no
call. I mean, my family hates going out with me because I won't wear a mask. And they all do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. So they what is their reasoning for wearing a mask?
Because they care what people think and staring, you know, daggers at them. They care about that.
Yeah. I can see
and
that.
Yeah, I can kind of see that, but it's just like, do you understand what this mask is all about? Like, if you really think about what the real reason behind the mask is, 6 months from now, you're not going to have to worry about it because you're not going to have any freedom.
Like, yeah, I agree with your reasoning. I agree. I agree with that.
If enough people, that's why I talk about Belarus. In the videos in the Belarus there's a bunch of police who are standing there and all these protesters. And then one guy took his shirt off. I don't know why people take their shirt off. His shirt off.
Well, that's sort of saying I'm naked without being completely naked. You do whatever you want. You want to shoot me? Shoot me. That's really just saying I stand naked before you. I don't know if the guy in Tiananmen Square did that, but it's symbolic. It's almost like a Jesus Christ pose the way he's standing. I'm looking at it right now. I'll retweet it on Fakeologist Twitter, which is fake11.com.
Do you have a link for me so can I put that in my notes?
I'm going to do it right now. I'll just put nice pose because I retweet with comment. That way I can sort of see it in my feed easily. Yep. Okay, so it's fake11.com/Twitter1. And let's see if that showed up. That's my Twitter feed.
What is your feed again?
It's fake11.com/Twitter1.
Okay.
That's my permanent feed. Let's see.
Good.
Did you find it?
I'm just going there right now. And then it redirects to I'm a fakeologist at Twitter.
Yeah.
And then nice post. Good. So I'm going to send some traffic your way.
Oh, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, that was your idea to make a short URL to forward to. It's just a permanent URL. So if my Twitter gets demolished. Why is RIP Kamala trending in Canada?
You're getting distracted.
I am distracted.
Wrestling.
Yeah, and actually that's what shows up. Worldwide wrestling.
Getting back to the shirt.
Just like you said.
Getting back to. It is. So getting back to this video you showing is not the same one I saw. Some guy rips off his shirt. He jumps down off the wall, and then he stands there and starts giving lip service to the police. That got all the people off the wall and started pummeling the police.
Okay, wow. You got a link to that? Oh, I see the wall. Okay. Oh, yeah, I see that one now.
Can you skip that?
I will. That's powerful.
That's very powerful. So if you comply and wear a mask, good luck in 6 months. Seriously, good luck in 6 months with that life.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that. They'll maybe a little more to lose in Belarus. Okay, that's been retweeted. Good. Good stuff.
Yep. Let me see if it's there. Powerful. Yeah, good. So I'm going to replace. That's the one I'm going to post on my notes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so like, Yeah, so it's, I mean, it's, I get a lot of eye rolls from my oldest son because he works at a coffee shop, mm-hmm. which I've talked about.
And he's masked up, I'm sure.
Totally masked up, and he's mad because people like me will come in and give him crap, even though I don't do that.
No, I don't like people that harass clerks. It's not worth it.
Even though by law when I keep hearing it's private property and they have the right to do whatever they want, that's not true. When you have a business license, and there are all kinds of laws behind the scenes that protect consumers from the no shirt, no service situation. So they actually can't technically say it's our rules. No, that's not true. But that's a whole nother discussion. But I'm cool with people. I actually bought a knife.
Oh, wow.
A kitchen knife. Mm-hmm. I bought a kitchen knife from a place that was Nazi-like mask, gloves. You have to go in and squirt the Purell on you before you mix up the whole thing. And the guy, so someone behind me, I'm pretty friendly with the owner. Because he's a businessman, I'm a businessman, we talk about business and the IRS, et cetera, which is strange because he's anti-IRS, but he's totally buying into this nonsense.
Right.
Someone comes in behind me without a mask on, doesn't know because his sign is very unclear and small type, and he goes absolutely ballistic on that. Where's your mask? Where's your gloves? You know, the whole nine yards. And then when they leave in fright, he just scared the crap out of him. He says to me, he goes, you know, Governor Wolf should have the balls to make it a law about the mask. So he knows there's no law.
Right.
He knows there's no law. And I said to him, I said, do you know why there's no law, right? And I'm wearing a mask when I say this because I need this knife. I'm willing to wear the mask if I have no other options. And he's like, why? I said, well, you might want to look into the Nuremberg Code. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to post in my notes here, Nuremberg Code. Right. Do you know about this, Tim?
I think it's something to do. Well, the main thing is you can't test any medicine on human beings. And right. that was the main thing that came out of Dr. Mengele, whether that's a real story or not.
Right.
So is that the main one you're thinking about?
I think so. Apparently, and I had to look more into it. In fact, when we talk every week about Exclave, that, you know, that's the number one question we get. What gives you the right to say you can have a private club with no masks, no social distancing, and no vaccines? Mm-hmm. And we have a problem with that because it's very complicated, the behind the scenes reason, and we're trying to make it very simple. And the simple explanation is you just don't sign up for what the government tells you to do. If you sign up and get a business license, now the government can tell you what to do. If
right.
you accept funding from the government, they can tell you what to do.
Yeah, if you submit to the regulation of a business license, then you're regulated by default, I guess is what you're saying.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. So that's, you know, I've studied the Amish now for 18, because the Amish will not talk to me about how they get away with what they do. So I have to kind of figure out what they're doing. Oh, no.
Do they not want a competing Amish culture nearby?
There's the I have one of them push mowers where you sharpen it by hand, you know, a real mower.
Yeah.
Like what they use, of course. And there's this guy, he's friendly as can be, funny as can be. And I'm like, hey, listen, you know, I'm wondering how is it that we English, they call us the English, which is it's a derogatory term. Mm-hmm. Like, how is it that we English have to wear masks, but you guys get to. And he ran away from me. Like, I don't want to talk about it. And ran away from me. I don't go to that place anymore. It was, like, really awkward. That's the whole reason I moved out here 18 years ago, is I'm trying to figure out how they get to do it. How does the Amish have complete...
Maybe they don't really have an exemption, but they're just living on the edge, and they don't want anyone to blow the cover. Maybe it's just
I'm going to pull up the form for you where they have the exemption.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is called Form 4029, and I'll send you a link.
Okay. So you're really trying. So if you could model your exclave after the Amish, you would.
Which I am.
Right. It makes sense.
But they do not want – I've asked several Amish people, and it's almost like they're told if this ever comes up, run. Do not talk about it.
Well, you're only by one Amish enclave. There's got to be lots of different ones. Is there an Amish internet or an Amish association? Are they networked like Jehovah's Witnesses, for instance?
I don't know what you mean by I'm only near one. I live in the middle of the largest population of Amish on the planet, I think.
So are they all under one administration then?
Yes.
It's okay.
The church.
Okay. Because we have Amish up here, but yeah, we have an Amish enclave up here for sure.
Well, this is no enclave. This is like a huge population. It's like there's more Amish than English where I live.
Okay. So this is an IRS form just saying exempting them from participating in Social Security.
Yeah.
So they don't contribute and they don't benefit. That seems quite easy.
Right. And that's what we're going to do with Exclave. We're going to have – there are no taxes, no property taxes, no income taxes, no sales taxes. Well, we govern ourselves and we take care of everything ourselves. We don't need that.
Right. Okay. All right. That's
certification. In order to compete, the certification board, blah, 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 blah. For example, if you enter Old Order Amish as your religious group, then you would enter Conowingo Valley North District. So – yeah, this form is all to exempt the Amish from paying taxes.
Right.
It's in black and white.
Yeah.
Same thing with Scientology, by the way.
Yes, but yeah, I see that. Okay, I see Amish, Eastern Pennsylvania Mennonite Church, pretty much bring up all the Amish and Mennonites, and most of them are in Pennsylvania.
Where I live.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Smack in the middle of where they are.
Most of the Mennonites are in west of Toronto, and there's a whole large enclave in the Winnipeg area. I used to live in Winnipeg as well, and there was a huge Mennonite community up there.
So, and you know what Mennonites are compared to Amish, right?
I don't know. I thought they were pretty much the same.
Oh, no. It's Amish light. Think of it as like less strict. It's kind of like Jews and then Orthodox Jews.
Okay. So they're Amish with cell phones.
Well, Amish have cell phones. Okay. Amish have cell phones. They have electric. All the things that we hear is a whopper of a lie.
Okay.
They're just off the grid. They make their own electric with diesel generators.
Yeah, you said that. What about solar panels?
They use solar panels. Okay. They have internet, but they make it so that you're blocked from all the bad stuff. They have cell phones. They drive in cars. They just don't – they're not allowed to drive the cars. They are driven. There's an entire industry of people – it's like Uber for Amish. where they drive
Uber Amish
around.
Okay.
And they get paid like nothing. They get paid like $30,000 a year tops.
Did you see the movie The Village?
I've heard of that.
Yeah, Tim Osman. I know I watched it because I liked the movie, the M. Night Shyamalan. His first movie, which I'm drawing a blank right now, with Bruce Willis. It's the one with I See Dead People. What the hell's the name of that movie?
You know I don't watch movies. You know.
Okay. Anyway, he did a movie called The Village. And I tried to watch all this guy's movies because his first movie was the best. And I, just like Spike Lee, they come out with a great movie, but everything after that is terrible. So I kind of gave up on him. It's like a one-hit wonder that won't stop. They just keep putting out movies because the first one was so good, but they just tank. But anyway, The Village is about sort of an Amish-type community. And they just use fear to keep everyone from going to the perimeter of the property. Basically, they just say, I don't know what the word is. They just say there's the evil people on the edge. And of course, it's the village elders that are doing the running around at night, scaring the hell out of people. Cause, you know, the only dangerous people in any society are young men. We know that. And that's why.
Why is that?
Well, young men. obviously they have a lot of energy. They have a lot of testosterone. That's just, they're just always the most dangerous group, subgroup, especially when they're together in any society. That's why they're sent to the army to, at 18, to basically be trained to be good slaves. They're literally neutered just with this regimen. I believe that's why. So it's, the controllers know that young men are the most dangerous people in society, 18 to whatever, until they're whipped into shape and doped up, drugged up, whatever, whatever the army does to them, and they're officially or effectively neutered. But anyway, so
now Alan Watt has a different take on that. Alan will say it's because it's the first time these people have ever been respected in their lives.
What, when they are put in the army?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's just because of what I just said. If mm-hmm. anyone is going to, and in that video you just showed me, Belarus video, who are the guys mm-hmm. that jump off the wall? They're not 50-year-old men like me that have a bum knee. True. They're all young men that are willing to fight because they don't have anything really. They don't have a home.
Yeah, nothing to lose. Yeah.
They got nothing to lose. So if you take, I'll take a swing at you. You know, so
yeah.
I'm way more dangerous. You know, if all those cops are family men, they're gonna run. I don't want to die. I don't want to die tonight. Right. So they'll right. turn tail. But a young guy who's just full of energy and he's as strong as he's ever gonna be. Although sometimes I question today the boys today are doped up on Ritalin and they watch video games and God, when I go to the beach and see young boys, they're just fat. It's just really depressing. They're just rolls mm-hmm. of fat. It's just what's mm-hmm. happened? It's terrible.
I think it depends on the beach though. I was at a beach yesterday where there was not rolls of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay. they're rich.
People well, rich. Maybe listen, it's just a generalization and all sure, generalizations, sure. including this one, are wrong. But
right.
in general.
I get you 100%.
I think young boys have changed a lot.
Oh, and, 100%.
And just inactivity in of itself is really, really harmful for boys. I think you have boys, I don't, but my take is boys are like dogs. They should be allowed to run around until they drop at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's how you take care of a boy. Just set them loose in a forest or a backyard or a farm and just say, come back for dinner. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, sitting in front of a video, in front of a computer all day, it's really, really, really bad for humans, I think.
Oh, as parents, we are constantly coming up with activities.
Well, so that's good.
That's fantastic. But, you know, not everyone has that, has created a position where they can have that luxury, which is a choice.
Yeah, I agree. I agree totally. Yeah. Someone should stay home and take care of the children, but that's been taken away over the last 40, 50 years for sure.
That's true.
And we were going to talk about that, just the Dr. Day audios about the family. Yeah. And actually, I don't know if you noticed, but I'm sure you did. I isolated one of your clips from one of your audios about the family.
No, I didn't see that. When did you do that?
Well, that was maybe a month ago. Now I have to figure out what it was and where it was, because as you know, the content's been off the charts. So much, Marcus family. I'll just look in the search notes here, see if my search is any good. Oh yeah, Marcus Allen on the breakup of the family. Here we go. Let's see if you remember this.
A breakup.
Is this from 10 years ago?
Yes.
I'm going to hate it then, because I hated my voice 10 years ago.
A breakup. Family. Here we go. The breakup of the family. I'm writing this at 7:30 Christmas morning. The rest of my family is cautiously enjoying the tradition we're told to celebrate by opening gifts. Cautious because they know Dad, me, isn't very happy with this holy day. When I was young, I was extremely envious of my Christian neighbors who got to participate in Christmas. You see, I was born a Jew, and Hanukkah was nothing like the competition's extravaganza. When I was young, all of our neighbors participated in Christmas except us. So I was delighted to know that my wife was Catholic and worshipped Christmas.
Do you remember this?
I sure do.
I think it was a letter or something you wrote, or a diary entry, or
probably a blog post.
Yeah. It's about 8 minutes, 8.5 minutes. I don't know if you want to hear it all, but I'll put it in the show.
No, but I have a link in the show notes. Yeah.
All right. I put one in. So you have your own link. Okay.
Yeah, in my own show notes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. And basically, I think we are on the same page when it comes to that. And, we're seeing it today. We're seeing it more than ever.
Man, I have this list of things that have happened this year. Should I run through this list?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God, it's depressing.
Yeah, it is.
I call it ITS. It's just event 201. It's just agenda 21. It's just agenda 30. It's just temporary. It's just for 14 days. It's just for your safety. Mm-hmm. It's just adult. It's just Dr. Fauci. It's just read your temperature. It's just voluntary. It's just a suggestion. It's just 6 feet. It's just social distancing, mainstream media news, a mask, temporary rule, police doing their job, rubber bullets that the cops are shooting at you. It's just a fine, just a jail sentence, illegal arrest warrant, Nazi tactics. Some people are unemployed, bankruptcies, 5G, and absolutely no connection to COVID. I didn't write this. Someone wrote this.
I read that, yeah. Or no, I heard.
And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Actually, it's just the new normal.
I just searched "it's just" on FakeoTube because I think I posted it, and then I get a video not available, which I think by the time I tried to bring it into FakeoTube, it got removed. I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, that high-impact flicks guy, whatever his name is, Shawn Michaels, I think. I think he did it, or he took it from somewhere.
Yeah, I found it on Godlike Productions. He probably took it from there.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. What's his name? High Impact Flicks. Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah, I don't know where exactly it is. But yeah, I think I posted that. That was a really... And like you said, it's just sort of the Fabian approach. You start off.
Except it hasn't been. That's the thing. That's the thing where I think we're winning.
Mm-hmm.
We're winning right now. I know it doesn't seem that way, but they are going off their plan. They never rush things.
Mm-hmm.
In all my life, they've never rushed things.
Okay.
And now they're rushing. And now if you go to almost any YouTube video and look at comments, it's mind-blowing how awake people are now. So fast. Mind-blowing.
What do you think of a channel I found on YouTube, Anna Breese? She's an ex-BBC.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
What do you – okay, because there's been –
Every night at dinner, we play the best one.
Okay, good. Okay, this here's the "It's Just." This was first on a channel called The United Spot.
Mm.
This guy made the video, but he might have got it from Godlike.
It's just a mask, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, the U.S. was transformed into an obedient socialist country. Government dictated what events are acceptable to attend. Violent protests that instill fear are okay. But church services, family funerals, and patriotic celebrations...
That guy's audio is really low on all his videos. I don't know how these guys make videos and don't check their audio. It's really annoying. But after that guy, Mark Sargent of Flat Earth Clues, he did one.
Mm-hmm.
I saw his first. And then I found out there was another original one. His isn't bad.
It's just a mask.
His production's way better.
My version.
Yeah.
It's just a mask, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. It's just a vaccine, you guys. Don't be a jerk. It's for the greater good. In 4 months, the U.S. has almost transformed.
So I'll put a link to that one. Is that pretty much what you were talking about?
No, this is a list.
Okay.
It's hundreds of points long.
Okay. But do you think that these videos had something to do with that post originally, maybe?
Maybe.
Okay. So you've put it in the notes if you could, and I'll put it in the show notes for this. So you think, so you like the Anna Brees videos with these mostly British?
And by the way, the Amazing Polly's doing the same thing. I don't know if you know that.
Yes, I think she read some letters, but now,
Not as impactful because she's reading it.
Yeah.
Having real, like, this is really resonating with my wife. The Anna Brees videos.
Yeah. Do you think she's like, controlled opposition?
Well, she's from the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help much. And that reminds me. The answer is I don't know. And then that reminds me of your thoughts on the old man in a chair, Mr. Vernon Coleman.
Right.
Now, you posted something that you thought he was controlled opposition because he says he's not anti-vax.
Yeah, he said he's pro-vax, and he said that's why he's still on YouTube.
Right, and I think because then you're not going to like me because I'm pro-vax too.
Okay.
But I say that with tongue. I say that with tongue in cheek.
Okay.
Because I want the vaccine that Henry Kissinger gets that runs up a flight of stairs at age 96.
Okay. Right. Okay. I get you.
I think that's what Vernon Coleman is saying.
All right. So you're maybe okay. He's maybe trying to be deceptive so he can stay on YouTube.
Exactly.
Okay, that might be. Well, my wife bought all his books.
Oh, wow.
At least three of the books. And one of them was, I think, I'd have to ask her on anti-vax. So I was confused. I just thought
he is completely anti-vax to me.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't throw him to the curb yet. Maybe in the future there's something else, but all I know is when you look at the Anna Brees, remember, I live in the comments. Like, while everyone's chewing gum and watching sports and guzzling beer. Like for me, fun is diving into the comments of a YouTube video and seeing what people are talking about and watching that trend. And when you go to the Anna Brees comments, you'll see a lot of people say that it was because of Vernon Coleman and because of these videos that Anna's putting out that they are seeing the light. So I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Well, I still watch Vernon. He just cut back to twice a week, which is fine. I could never keep up with him, and he was very repetitive. But okay, I still watch him, but I'm just super cautious. So I have to go check his vax book and see what his stance is on it. Because this Robert Kennedy Jr. is pro-vax. He just doesn't think the MMR, which is a triple dose all in one, he thinks that causes autism or it's linked to
it. I don't think he's pro-vax at all. He's the same doing the same thing. I think you are not reading between the lines.
Okay. I'm wrong. Okay.
I'm not saying you're wrong. You might be right. What I'm saying is he's saying I will take a vax that is safe and effective. He continues to say that. Now, the issue I have with Robert Kennedy is people had asked me back in 2010 what I thought about him. And back then, he was not the same person he is today.
Okay.
Back then, he did the Hegelian dialectic nonsense. He'd be like, well, I think having vaccines all at the same time are bad. They should be spread out.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's bullshit. Today, he does not say that. And I respect him for changing his mind. And the fact that he's only been interviewed up until a couple months ago, like never, even with that horrible speech thing he's got going on, which I just think he's nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And did you watch that Dershowitz thing he did?
No. Where he went one-on-one with Dershowitz?
Oh, you have to watch that.
I can't stand Dershowitz, though. That's my problem.
I know. I can't either.
And I actually have a hard time listening to Robert Kennedy Jr.'s voice problem. It really aggravates the crap out of me.
Yeah, fast forward 10 minutes. That's all. Every time he talks, fast forward 10 minutes.
But it's almost like he's gasping for air. I can't listen to that. It's just like I have asthma, so I can't listen to somebody wheeze. I think I get sympathetic asthma listening.
Yeah, I'm going to post I highly recommend you get beyond that on this
one. Okay.
So I'm gonna send this to you. Let me get rid of the timestamp. Dershowitz is such a piece of crap.
Oh, I can't stand the guy.
He backpedaled, by the way, on the old "they can plunge a needle if they want to"
statement. Oh, good. Yeah, that was where I really couldn't stand listening to the guy.
Yeah. Because he's one of them. You know, he's allegedly been on Epstein's plane many times. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't get into that. A lot of people ask me about that. I can care less about that.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this valuetainment guy either. He's another sort of annoying person. But
he's flipped. He's kind of like Brian Rose. Brian mm-hmm. Rose is kind of flipped. Now, I don't know if it's a controlled flip,
mm-hmm.
but he's definitely flipped. Yeah, I don't like him either. But this valuetainment guy literally didn't say a single word in the entire interview. And even brought that up at the end. It's like the first time I've ever not said anything in an interview.
18,000 comments. You could be there for the rest of your life if you're actually going through those comments. Is that a real number, do you think? Do you really think there's 18,000 comments? Who could count them?
Well, YouTube.
I know, but do you really think there's that many comments?
All I know is I posted something on Twitter about Planet Fitness. I go to Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
And they, 2 days before August 1st, they implemented a you have to wear a mask while working out mandate.
Yeah, you told me that. That was what last call.
I think that was our last personal call we did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right. I did call that. Yeah. You're right. We did have a recorded call. That's right. So anyway, on my YouTube, on my Twitter account, I have video. I showed my family this of my numbers going backwards, like the views going down instead of going up. Every time they go up a little bit, they go way down. Okay. So, you know, there's all kinds of shenanigans that go on with these social networks.
Right.
100%.
But yeah, 18. Like, why would you even comment? Who's going to read your comment if there's 18,000 of them? Does anyone go past the second or third page beside you?
Yeah, I'm probably the only one. But no, people don't. They just say they see. I mean, when I'm looking at this video, add a public comment is the first thing that you see. So people don't read them and then comment. They just add a comment.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think people read through comments and then comment. I do. Mm-hmm. I also do it strategically from a marketing angle. There's a reason why you want to – by the way, here's a little tip, marketing tip. Always try to be the first to reply to a pinned comment.
Okay.
That's why you see 494 replies, because then you're literally leveraging the top of funnel, top of the page comment with what the author of – what the YouTuber is pinned. You can get a lot of traffic that way. You can get a lifetime of traffic that way, especially if no one knows to comment on it.
Okay. But then again, you have to be getting the video right away. You have to get the email notification once the video is up.
No, that's not true.
No,
because it takes it like
– Well, he probably pinned this one who won the debate right away.
Yeah, but sometimes they don't.
Okay.
And then if they wait like a day, you know, the virality of the video goes away. No one knows the comment and you sneak in there. You post a comment. By the way, you can comment any link you want. There's no censorship on the comment and the link. So you could be like, hey, here's what I would do every time. Every time you take a YouTube video and you put it on FicoTube, I would go to the pinned comment and say, in case this gets deleted, I have a backup copy here.
Okay. So put that where? Anyone?
As you would comment on the pinned comment.
Okay. I rarely see pinned comments, but I'll look for them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because then what will happen is people will go to your site to see how it's different, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You can get a lot. You can get a lifetime of traffic like that. Just keep doing that.
Okay. Well, I do usually put – I think you – have you seen my comments on under Anna Brees?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
Is that bringing traffic?
I'm not really checking too much. The traffic, is...
But the thing is, you only comment, you don't post a link. You have to post a link.
No, I always put the word, I try and put the word FakoTube.
No, but I would have a HTTPS so it turns it into a link.
It does turn it into a link.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen it. It does go, it does linkify it.
Yeah, and do you have stat program that tells you that you're getting YouTube traffic from comments?
I'm using StatCounter. Let me look now. Today, again, I get double the views on, oh, it thinks it's Sunday. Is it? Oh, it is Sunday.
It is Sunday.
It is Sunday. Yeah, it hasn't been a very busy day on FakoTube, according to this. Recent activity came from...
But whenever I see your comments, it's because you're pretty early in commenting, and then it just goes by the wayside. No one's going to see the comment. You need to be in the pinned comments.
But I don't know if she has pinned comments.
Let me see. I know she does.
Yeah, not a lot of traffic from that at all, actually, from what I can see. No. Most FakoTube traffic is from Fakeologist when I embed it. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say no. There's something.
Now, another thing you can do is if you here's another little trick. If you create a table of contents as a comment of what was said by timestamp, you will get tons of thumbs up. And if there is no pinned comment, you literally be at the top.
Oh, man, that's a lot of work.
But here's the thing. What you do is you find someone else who has done it. You copy it. And then you paste it again.
Okay. I've never seen that. A table of contents in a video?
A timestamp table of contents.
Yeah, so I love those, actually, because I love that hyperlinking ability of YouTube. That is fantastic.
And sometimes what will happen is the YouTuber itself will, in the description of the video, do that.
That's
a home run when that happens. Whenever I see that, copy the thing, paste it as a comment, and then I have a link that goes to my website. So the final timestamp would be a link to my website.
Right. Okay.
See, it's all about leverage. Like, I'm a one-man show. How
Me
is
too.
That I get 100 million people? Yeah, you too. How do you get 100 million people to watch your YouTube video? You leverage other people's traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Without being tagged as a spammer.
Yeah.
If you make a timestamp table of comments, not only will you not be labeled as a spammer, you'll get tons of thumbs up and people will appreciate the value that you give. And by the way, it could be a 5-minute video. It doesn't have to be a 50-minute tome. It could be a 5-minute video where you have timestamps.
Very good.
Are you starting to lose it? Because you usually lose it 2 hours in.
Yeah. I'm getting tired right now. And there's so much content. Have we talked about anything that we were going to talk about?
I haven't touched my list. I have so many things that we can talk about.
Is there a top couple things that you wanted just to knock off?
I do, yeah.
Okay,
I've asked this question now for over 30 years, and I've never had a single person reply to me.
Okay.
And I think of Ashley's too.
Okay.
The U.S. Constitution is a contract. When did we sign or agree to this contract?
Right.
Have you ever answered that?
Well, I've never signed any agreement to it other than, I guess, the birth certificate. Is that not compliant?
But that wasn't your consent. That wasn't your consent.
Right, your parents.
So have you ever agreed to the U.S. Constitution, Bill of Rights, laws, have you ever agreed to that?
Right. The answer is no. Nobody has.
Okay. So now you're the first person in 30 years who's actually given me an answer.
Okay. Well, that's obvious, though, isn't it? The answer is no. Nobody has.
And this is why when I contact constitutional lawyers and sovereign people and all that, they never, ever reply to me, ever.
At 18, you should have to sign it when you're of... sound when you're where you're an adult, when you can start paying your own taxes and get your head blown off in war or in the army anyway. Yeah, I agree.
What else do I have? Oh, yeah, this one. Did you know that if you go to usajobs.gov right now, I insist, everyone,
usajobs.gov. Okay. Are we looking for contact tracers?
Yep. Type in public health advisor.
I was right. Public health. Is that a contact tracer?
Yes. And it's a quarantine program director.
$113,000. I'm heading down. That's at the CDC.
You don't even have to head down. It's all remote.
Wow. That's at the CDC.
Yep.
Okay, wow. There's quite a few of those jobs. I don't know if that's next. Single jobs or... Okay, but that's basically... That's big money. That's basically contact tracing?
Mm-hmm.
I can click on the first one for $113,000. Full-time. Relocation. No, you got to relocate to Atlanta.
I think there's one for Philly, too.
Wow. Okay.
So there's that. I just sent you something that was linked in that woman talking about them grabbing your child from school. It's called Onyx Inc.
Identify, isolation, and alert. How wonderful.
Onyx, and if you read... Yeah. If you read, let me go there with you. If you read, it's the number one thing on there. Let's see. Number one, extraction plan to remove anyone suspected of exposure off locations for virus containment.
And that's in Leduc, Alberta. Wow.
Yes.
The isolation facility has 50 self-contained rooms, grocery delivery every 3 days. Laundry services, nurse on location, and a medical director oversight for patient monitoring. Wow. So is this a job posting? This is from March.
I'm not sure why she posted it. I thought you would be find that interesting because it was kind of near you. At least it's in Canada.
Yeah. You're closer like to me than Leduc, Alberta, by the way.
That's what I was probably thinking. Right? Everyone's like, hey, aren't you next to Pittsburgh? I'm like, yeah, it's 6 hours away.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. A Leduc is the same as Las Vegas to me, to you.
Mm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's around the corner. I'll just head right over. Actually, I think Leduc, Alberta, and I only know this because I know a few small towns in Alberta because that's a small town. That is near the border. Or no, I'm wrong. That's Edmonton. Never mind. That's by the Edmonton airport. So... There's nothing there except a brand new Amazon facility. So, yeah, okay, there you go.
And then to finish off real quick, I'm shocked you did not ask me about this. You interviewed a person this week, and I can't believe you didn't ask me about it.
Well, I haven't really gone to any of my questions either. So we were just talking. Yeah. What did you think of that call with Chris's sister, Renee?
No, I want to know what you thought of it first.
Well, I thought she was sincere in her being upset. She seemed real, really broken up. I said a few things on your behalf from what I know of you. And
yeah, she wasn't a big fan of Marcus Allen, was she?
Well, she's obviously...
That Marcus Allen guy.
Well, she knew of you, which is... At least she got your name right.
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought she was sincere.
Okay, did it help answer questions about Chris' death for you?
No, not really. And I did we did talk about that on the last Fart broadcast with the Australians.
Mm-hmm.
We did discuss that. We did find it bizarre that you can bleed to death from hitting the wrong side of the ladder with your leg. It's not impossible, of course.
By the way, that was a guess. She didn't know what happened.
Right.
Yes.
I know. I'm gathering that nobody told her or she couldn't get any information on it. But as
I have in my notes, stepped off roof onto ladder and he was in a manic state.
Well, I asked her about that or actually I discussed manic with the people in Australia on the Fart broadcast. They're trying to figure out what does manic exactly mean and would that affect your ability? Now, if you were bleeding, if you were bleeding from a huge gash, what would stop you from stopping or staunching the flow of blood? Would being manic affect? Would you scream out? There's just so many questions that didn't make any sense. If you were, what's your natural reaction to bleeding? Bleeding out really heavily.
Stop it.
Yeah, and how much time do you have if you say cut your femoral artery, which is a big one?
Yeah.
And I don't question the idea that if you hit a major artery, you don't have long before you'll pass out.
I've cut my finger on a knife many times and you should see the horror scene in the sink. I mean,
yeah, it's awful. It's bad. But would you pass out if you hit a major artery? I guess you would.
Yeah.
And then you're done if no one's around. There's no time.
I agree.
And we discussed that at length back when the word exsanguination was big, and that was during the Boston bombing, because we were all marveling at how you could lose your leg and be pushed down the street upright in a wheelchair for a long time for the cameras.
Right.
And I think we all agreed that you would pass out almost instantly if you lost that kind of blood, and then your blood pressure would drop to nothing, and then you would have 4 minutes before you're brain dead.
That's right.
But yeah, she didn't give a lot of answers, but we had a cordial conversation. As you said, did we learn anything from it? I don't know. Didn't seem like we got much insight, but at least I got across the idea of why we would question a truther's death.
The main thing that I want to talk about that. That's what I want to end on is that, when I die, I will not, I have instructed my family not to be offended. In fact, the fact that people will be looking into it is, I'll be thrilled about it. I mean, think about it. And what Chris's sister didn't understand is that literally a dozen people or more have actively looked into what happened to Chris. If Chris was a nobody, nobody would have looked into what happened to Chris. So obviously we cared about Chris to look into it.
Yes, for sure. And I think she got that message.
Okay, good.
I think she got that. And I registered on the site. So I said, you can ask us any questions. And we consider it a tribute. And I said, I think I was right. Just listening to some of your past calls with Chris, I think you were a big fan of Chris. So it wasn't an insult to question it. It was an honor. And I think I turned her around on that topic, as you said. Mm-hmm. And I even explained if nobody cared about Chris or the topic of his death, then we would ignore it. It's not hateful at all. And it's
the opposite of hate, actually.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a tribute, and he would have expected it. And, of course, he sort of, even though he didn't get very far with the SSDI, he kind of pioneered the concept of looking into it, questioning it, doing a video of it. And they were all completely valid points that he made. And I think she's okay with that now. But I implied that we're still pretty skeptical and suspicious. And it's almost, wouldn't it be a good thing if he was faking it? Because that means he's still alive and you might see him again.
That's right.
That's actually a good thing.
I think so, yeah.
So when the crisis actors try and shame us into looking into a death, they're actually completely off base that we're insulting their honor.
That's the most
Yeah.
The most ridiculous thing, but it works. I mean, by saying that it's insulting, people looking into it will back off. So it's very good. It's a great tactic to get people off the trail, no doubt about it.
It's like saying
conspiracy theorists.
It's sort of a contradictory form of mind control that, that really it's the opposite. And when they say that, your brain just sort of fries because no, it's not insulting to look into a death. It's actually a tribute to try and figure out what the hell happened. And if I would really want to know what happened. I know when my brother-in-law killed himself, I couldn't legally get access to the, a death certificate, because you have to be immediate family. So I just identify myself as the brother, which I said was immediate family, even though I'm the brother-in-law. And I did get a report. It was quite thorough, even though I could barely read the hand chicken scratch of the coroner. But yeah, I got pretty much all I wanted to know. I pretty much know exactly what happened, how he was discovered, the autopsy results, the conclusion. Okay, so I'm satisfied, and I was satisfied that that's what happened, and it's true. It did happen, so without being the body myself. So that really is a tribute, as you say, and we still have questions about the whole thing because it doesn't make a lot of sense. Ladders, I know, are dangerous. I know I've heard of lots of people that fall off roofs. It's an extremely dangerous thing to do, going from the roof to a step ladder as opposed to a proper ladder that comes up onto the roof.
Right.
And I would never be a roofer. When I looked into workers' compensation for different jobs, when I was paying workers' comp for a business, I couldn't believe the workers' compensation you have to pay as a roofer. I think it's 25%. It's crazy. But obviously, statistically, it's super dangerous. And one in every four people fall off a roof that do roofing and don't go back. They get really badly hurt. Makes sense.
I have a story to tell you about that. My grandfather. My grandfather, that's exactly what happened. He was the... You know the Polynesian Hotel? He always loved telling the story. In Disney?
Disney World?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know it. It's one of the oldest ones.
He was a
ones.
Roofer. He's the roofer who put that roof on.
Mm-hmm.
And he apparently hurt himself on the roof. And he milked the disability for 10 years because he thought he was going to hit the home run with a settlement.
Yeah.
And in the end, do you want to guess how much money he got?
Nothing.
Close.
Okay.
After 10 years of waiting.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Wow.
So he didn't work on purpose for 10 years because he thought he was going to hit the home run, and he got $10,000 in a settlement.
Is that after the lawyers got all their money?
I don't think so.
Okay. So he had to pay the lawyers out of the 10 grand?
He got less than that.
Yeah, I think the lawyers always do really well.
Oh, yeah.
Especially,
they never lose.
Yeah, car crashes and whatnot. Settlements never make up very much. So, yeah.
Now, you just segmented into one more thing to talk about, which is why aren't businesses being sued off their ass right now across the board for violating with this there's no law in the mass thing? Why is that not happening?
I think – sorry, say the question again. Who should sue businesses?
So I get pissed like when I go into a business and I don't wear a mask and they start yelling at me that I have to wear a mask.
Yeah.
And I don't – there's no law.
Right.
There's
just
no
guidelines.
It's guidelines, recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't a team of lawyer just suing the pants off of every business who does that? They all do it.
It's because the public expects businesses to follow the rules because otherwise they are going to be perceived as helping spread the virus. I believe.
No, I get that point. What I'm saying is why, I mean, lawyers, you know, business isn't that good right now, I'd imagine.
Sure.
Right? Why not say, hey, come to me. If you've ever been disallowed to go shop somewhere, you've been discriminated against.
Right. Okay.
Come to me and I'll sue the pants off them and I'll do a pro bono. We'll take a split and let's go. Let's roll.
Okay.
I know. If I was a lawyer, that I would specialize in that.
So what's happening in your mind?
It's not happening. I've not heard of one single lawyer who's taking on a case for discrimination and suing the pants off a business for it.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't either. I think it's I just think because it's such a fluid situation, nobody knows what the – there's no precedent right now.
But you control – I know all that, but you control them. You can say, listen, I'm suing you, or we can settle out of court and make a quick $10,000. Someone will pay $10,000 for that to go away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You control every business on the planet who does that. Every business is doing that.
Right. Okay.
I'm just surprised by that. Anyway.
All right. Well, it's been an interesting 2 hours as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned a lot. We talked about a lot of things. Interesting things. New things. Things that just started happening today, Belarus, that I didn't even know about, and it just shows that there's so much information coming at us. It's sad that I know that Simon Cowell, or I'm told Simon Cowell broke his back, and I didn't know about Belarus. Now, is that a coincidence that the Simon Cowell story is more popular, or the Kamala, who's a wrestler apparently? I thought it was Kamala Harris, that's the only Kamala I know. Is it coincidence that those stories are on top of Belarus? I don't think so.
No.
But that's, if you didn't tell me about Belarus, even though it's in that massive morass of information called Twitter, and there's so much on Twitter that you just don't see because how much time do you have? I don't go past the first screen of Twitter usually, and I miss every, that's why I never see my favorite people I follow, because it's buried in COVID, it's buried in all kinds of other retweets and crap I don't want to see, and then I give up. So it's not a, it's a terrible way to get information pushed to you, but if you pull it like you did by searching for something, it's great. But who does that? I almost forget that I can search.
Yeah.
Or I go to the trends first, and then I get lost in the trends, and then I lose my attention.
Yeah.
So I guess all that is known by the people that bring us these social media programs.
Oh, sure.
But we did learn a lot. I appreciate it. And we talked about a lot. We had a few listeners tonight. No call-ins. So I almost think
gotta
that's
get, a... You got to get rid of that service. That's the second time in a row, not a single call-in.
Yeah.
They got one more chance to call in. One more chance. Call in. Do it. Just do it.
Yeah, 855-920-1984. Anyone listening, you can call in and just test out the service. But even when I had a regular line that didn't show the people on hold, I didn't really get any calls either. So I guess that means they expect me to do all the talking, or the guests to do all the talking, which in retrospect is really enough, I think.
I know, that's crazy. We've talked about this before. I would call into talk radio shows all the time because I had all these questions.
Yeah.
Like, I was that jerk in the front of the room in school who had the hand up the whole time.
Yeah, you were the annoying guy.
Yeah, I was, totally.
You were that guy. That's why we couldn't go to recess, because you had one more question.
Oh, yeah, the bell would ring, and then everyone stared. But I didn't care. I still didn't even care back then.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's how it started in school. You asked that question that everyone wanted to know, but really wanted to go play, so forget it.
Dude, I remember the first question. I think I've talked about this. Mrs. Berger, first grade, said, God was a dead guy who lived in the clouds and ruled over us. And I raised my hand, and I'm like, I don't understand what that means, and she got mad at me.
Yeah, that would have taken all of grade one to explain. But yeah, you ask the questions that we want to know from all these talk show hosts with that don't answer the questions.
Yeah.
Properly.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I always like the show stopping questions that somebody would ask. And, in that vein, there was a video, there's a news, some kind of news organization up here in Canada called Rebel News. I don't know who runs it. But we have a mayor of a city I work in called Brampton, mm-hmm. which has almost 1 million people in it. So a lot of the cities around Toronto are cities unto themselves, and they have a lot of people. So they're pretty big. Anyway, this idiot who I think got in his position by a massive PSYOP / power sharing arrangement, because he has no qualifications as a human being. He's just a professional politician. Anyway, they did a gotcha where he and you, I thought you might like this. He was mm-hmm. playing in a public arena, a game of hockey, when in the same city where he rules over, he's banned all hockey games in public arenas, city arenas.
Oh, because of COVID.
Because of COVID. You're allowed to practice, but you're not allowed to have games. I guess the excuse, if you want to go along with the COVID's way of thinking, is if you practice, you're in your team bubble, whatever bullshit that is. But if you're playing somebody, those are two interacting bubbles, then you might pass it over. Yeah. Anyway, he was caught because they tipped this media service, which is sort of a rebel organization, as the name implies. And they caught him red-handed at the arena. And they said, and he wasn't wearing a mask. It's a pretty good gotcha video. I put it on fakeologist.com/blog. And the guy's caught red-handed and he just leaves. And then the police are called. It's a whole thing. And it looked real to me because just all the interactions around this stupid, absolutely insane new world we're living in implied to me that nobody knows what to do, how to react, their guidelines. But this mayor is such an idiot that I really think he thought he could get away with it. I don't know if you've... And it relates, obviously, to the beginning of this call where we're talking about hockey.
Mm-mm.
So I have a little bit of it. It's 18 minutes. I'll just see if I can find the one part where the guy's yapping.
Well, folks, we're getting the bums rush, but holy mackerel, I think I see Patrick Brown himself.
That's the mayor of Brampton.
Mm-hmm. He's like the Rebel News.
You're in a city facility?
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah.
So, are you playing hockey here? Or?
No, I'm just coming to check in our...
And you'll like this, Marcus. The reporters now, because they can't put the mic too close to you, you have to be 6 feet away, he has the mic duct taped to a hockey stick.
Oh, that's funny. That's fun. That's really funny.
It is funny. When I went to buy my chicken at a takeout place the other day, they sent the pin pad out the window on a hockey stick. I said, don't you guys, is this the best you guys can do? Honestly, you tape the pin pad to a hockey stick?
Yeah.
But hold on, let me play a bit more.
Facility, you're not supposed to be here.
Are these taxpayer dollars being used for your buddies to play hockey on this rink? Why is there one law for me and one law for thee in this city?
I like the Mercedes he's trying to get in away with. It barely starts. The battery's almost dead in the thing. Anyway, that's the mayor. So this is the hypocrisy. This is what's going on. So this sort of brings it all back to the beginning of this call where we're talking about hockey.
I see.
And here we go with the mayor. You know, the guys, even though the mayor's not really a top-level position, they know this is all BS. They have to.
Yeah.
They know this is just a charade. But yet they try and get away with stupidity like this, like playing a hockey game when the children can't play. It's just shameful. And this is what
The difference is they're being drugged into this nonsense. Like, yeah, the mayor might be escaping a little bit here. Like here, our tranny health whatever thingy, yeah. You know, got caught sending his mom to a different funeral home, whatever.
Right.
But I've never seen it where the high level people are being imprisoned like we are.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's like it's not like we're just suffering and they get to avoid. They're in it together with us, and mm-hmm. I've never seen that before.
So this
that's
is,
why I think they're. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, so this is bigger than any country. This is.
Oh that, my goodness.
This. I don't think Trump has any power over what's going to happen. None.
Oh, no.
Even if he is just an actor, he signed up as an actor, I don't think he has the entire script. Maybe he does. Maybe he knows what's going to happen in November, but this is definitely bigger than him. This is the...
Well, plus he went traveling for the first time like in 4 months or something.
Okay.
Like, I've been out I have never stayed home a single day since March 13th.
Okay.
I've gone out hours at a time. When no one was on the road.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
No mask on. Yeah.
No
so
traffic.
I've had more freedom than the President of the United States. He can jump on an airplane, no one would know, and that's just mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I don't know Trump's week because I don't follow him week to week to week.
Well, he used to have a press conference every night at the White House.
Yes, and I didn't watch any of them until the highlight reels later on, maybe the next mm-hmm. day, but... Yeah, that stopped, I believe. Is that right? The daily press conference?
Yes. He just – well, yeah, he did stop that, yeah.
Right.
I do believe him when he said, listen, I have not left here in 4 months. I believe him because I would watch the press conferences throughout the day, then at night, and it was always in the same building unless it was green screened. One of the one in the press conference he had at the country club that he owns looked green screened to me. But that gets into a whole nother.
Yeah.
We'll save that for next time.
There's lots of green screen for all media, and mm-hmm. it almost doesn't matter.
Right.
All right. So shall we schedule the next call?
Let's do it.
I think I can do it in Skype, can't I? I can't remember. I think Skype has a scheduling thing.
Yes.
Where do you do it? New chat. No, that's not it.
I know I got a message last time when you did it.
There's somewhere to schedule a new. You maybe have to be out of the call to schedule a new call. I don't know.
Probably.
But it would be probably a month from now. Would be September 9th. So it'd be very close to September 11th. So probably September this. It would probably either be September 6th or September 13th is the Sunday.
Which is good for you.
I have no idea. Because I don't know what's happening in September. That's like a year away in my mind. So much could happen, so you could just pick a day.
Let's go with the 6th.
All right. September 6th. Okay.
Chat with fakeologists.
Do you think there'll be anything to talk about then?
I'm telling you. Well, plus, hey, that's interesting. We're usually 6 weeks before September 11th is when all the plane crashes happen.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With the breakup. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess the planes aren't going to be crashing if they're not flying. And I work around the airport.
There was that breakup. You don't remember those two? There's already been two this week.
Well, yeah. Something in India.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other one?
And a plane cracked in half or something.
Okay. I think that kind of news is just way down the list. There's just too mm-hmm. much other stuff happening. So I'm not sure we're going to have the same old plane promotion this year.
Right. Right.
Plane crash. Do you remember the time when you could look, you could use Google to search Twitter for the live trends?
Yeah, but
live search. I believe it was live search. So it would.
Yeah, I would just go straight to Twitter. They have an advanced search. You can do that.
Right. So it, you just, okay. Yeah, I actually, there's a pretty good program that really was really good. Then Twitter bought it called TweetDeck. And do you use that?
I do.
I found it really kind of paralyzed the browser. It had so much going on, but you could have a million columns in it. It actually was.
Well, I used to use it because you could schedule your tweets, but now you can schedule your tweets as a regular tweet.
Okay.
It's the schedule icon next to the smiley face.
Duchesne County plane crash survivors share their miracle in the sky. So that's a little tiny plane that crashed in Duchesne County. Moon Lake, near Moon Lake in Duchesne County. And I have no idea where that is. KSL.com. Okay.
You type in Air India plane crash, you'll see that one.
I see that. I just typed in plane crash and it says Kerala. So it's an Air India Express 190-19 from Dubai to Calcutta.
And it's always at least 14 people, at least 123, at least.
Yeah, at least, yeah. It fell 35 feet onto a road below and split into two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I never look into these things anymore because, yeah, it's for me, it's COVID all the time right now. But,
sure.
Yeah, plane crashes. This is the month. This is the time. I'll take a look. What do you?
And by the way, trending right now is the Belarus protests.
Okay, let me just see. What's happening on the right? Okay, where do I see trending here? Let me look. Hashtags. So
what's happening on the right?
On the right, Well, I've got a different list of things than you do. For me,
maybe it's personalized.
It's the hockey game. It's wrestling. It's Simon Cowell. He fell off his bike. There's no Belarus, even though I've even searched for Belarus. And I follow Hot Sports Chicks and looks Alex Morgan.
Oh, you just reminded me. All right, we got to leave after this one. I know you like Hot Chicks and you like Hot Truther Chicks. I have a Hot Truther Chick.
Okay.
Hold on.
It's not the Truther Girl. I haven't seen her in a while.
Nope. Let's see. I think it's this one. And then I edit my list.
USWNT. Is that women's national tennis?
No idea.
USWNT. Yeah, women's national team players. Of what, though? Oh, soccer. That's soccer. Okay. She allegedly is in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. The only problem is they now have trannies in there. They admit it.
Oh, yeah.
So God knows what we're going to be looking at there.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. You ready? You're going to love this one.
All right. Where did you find?
She liked one of my tweets.
Okay. Okay. Let's see here. Was it a truther tweet that she liked, or?
It was about Planet Fitness one, I think.
Okay.
About the mask. She's big into not wearing a mask.
Okay. I'm still waiting for some graphics to show up so I can see. Come on now. All I see is a, okay. Yeah. All right. That's all right. It's a black and white picture. What, she looks like she's sort of our age.
Oh, you like them younger. Okay. I like them my age.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen. If you like 50-year-old women, that's good. Oh, she's the truthaboutvaccines.com.
Yes. That's her.
I think if we were to start over our age, I think the rule is you take half of your age and add seven.
Plus seven. Yeah.
I like that formula. I think it works.
Yeah. You know, we're going to get, by the way, we should just, anyone who doesn't like what we're talking about should just cancel me. I am racist, stereotype, talk about women. Just cancel me. Get it over with.
Cancel the culture. Yeah, cancel this
call. Just cancel everything about me. Just if that bothers you, then just stop listening to me.
Yeah,
just get it over with.
Okay, here's a better video of her. She looks better than, okay. She's sitting in, malicious link. Come on. Let's go Twitter. Oh, I see. Twitter is, first I was told they banned BitChute links, but now they just put a warning.
Oh, but Twitter is evil.
So I just got off the phone with American Airlines.
Okay. This looks better. Her profile picture was a little,
medical conditions as a reason to not wear a mask. That means that.
So this is her on BitChute. Elise Kane. Yeah. Okay. I'll be the 40th subscriber for her on BitChute.
There you go.
Looks like a nice woman. Okay. Now I can see a little more what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of reality in the chest area.
Are you saying she's wearing silicone something?
It looks a little too bulbous.
It is very bulbous. It's true.
Yeah, I don't think gravity is affecting. If gravity's real, I don't think it's working.
Yeah, but I just like the way she talks.
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah, she has a very nice delivery.
So I just got off the phone with American Airlines and found out that as of 2 days ago, they are no longer recognizing medical conditions as a reason to not wear a mask.
Yeah. I really think the mask wars, you may as well just... It just seems like a crazy thing to bother fighting uphill about. It just doesn't seem worth the energy.
Totally, totally disagree.
Okay.
But that's okay. We can.
If you want to get in and out of a store, though, I just to argue with an airline. I noticed.
No,
Peggy...
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, I go into a store, I go right to the manager, and I wear a mask, and they say,
"Do I need this?
Do you honor the exception for masks? That's all I say. Do you honor that? Every time I've asked that, they say yes. I've only seen one store where I didn't even have to ask because I saw how Nazi they were. I didn't even ask the knife place. But every store I've been to, they all say the same thing. We won't kick you out if you don't. And I know the police can't do anything. The police have said there's nothing we can do. There's no law.
Right.
And if enough people do it, then I see things turning around. If no one does it, I don't see things turning around.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least slowing what they're going to do to us next.
But to use logic to fight masks is a waste of time. Because there's no logic to any part of the mask wars. There's nothing sensible. And I see people lining up experts on one side and the other. You can't argue with something so illogical.
Mm-hmm.
So you may as well just,
But should you wear a mask while you're exercising?
Absolutely not. It's insane. I agree.
But that's what they want it.
Right. Well, if you put the mask on and then like everyone else that I see or many, many people I see just pull it over your chin, does anyone come up to you and say, please readjust your mask?
Yes, they did that to me.
Oh, okay. So actually somebody is spending the energy to monitor where the mask is on your face. Unbelievable.
I go to a butcher and it was embarrassing. It was the first time they opened up the store. It was normally curbside delivery ever since they opened up. And it's a guy I'm very friendly with. And I had the mask underneath my nose.
Oh, God.
And he went crazy on me.
And he has a meat cleaver, so I guess you better not argue. And he knows how to use it.
Yeah. Well, I remember I just bought a kitchen knife, so it would be a good duel.
Yeah, it's like Crocodile Dundee. This is a knife. You remember that scene?
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm not arguing with a butcher because he can take a cow down into bite-sized packages. Oh, here's one last question. Here's a callback to one of your old audios. Do you still eat skirt steak?
Yes.
Okay.
Just had it tonight, in fact.
Isn't that the cheapest part of the cow?
It used to be. Used to be. Now it's so popular, it's one of the most expensive cuts.
Okay. How did it become popular?
When I'll give you a little secret. You want it, if you are a carnivore-ish diet like I am,
mm-hmm.
What I do is
I'm not a carnivore. We just eat meat every day.
There you go. What I do is I sous vide my meat in glass jars.
Okay.
And what I do is I get London broil. It's one of the cheaper cuts, but one of the best cuts. And I sous vide it for 18 hours on 129 degrees.
Okay. I don't even know what the word sous vide means. Is that Amish?
No, it's water bath cooking.
Okay. Never heard of it. Okay.
Really?
No, I don't. I'm not a cook. My wife does all the work in the kitchen.
So we all eat it. We all eat the same thing. It's just a little salt on top of it, or a little bit of, you know, Mexican seasoning, whatever.
Okay.
We fry that up after you sous vide it. It's kind of raw. It's still at 129 degrees. Then you pan fry it. That's called a reverse sear. Do that for about 60 seconds. Bam, fastest meal ever. It's great. But yes, I do. I now eat what's called bavette, which is next to the skirt steak, same sort of thing. It's fantastic.
All right. I go for the tenderloin. Isn't that the most – I like quality over
most
quantity.
Expensive.
Yeah, but
it's most expensive.
If you make – yeah, you can cut it super thin, and you just basically sear it a minute aside because it's so thin.
Yeah.
So it's still medium rare. I like blood or red anyway. And it melts in your mouth, and you don't need to eat a whole – shoe sole of steak to get sort of the great effect of great tasting meat. I think the elite, they always eat less, but they just eat the best of the less of the best, that kind of thing, as opposed to quantity.
I don't think the elite eat as well as you would think.
Okay.
If you look into regenerative farming, which again, we can have that discussion next month, they don't eat regenerative farming. They eat, you know, plow the fields, and plowing is one of the absolute worst things that have ever happened to the farm industry.
Oh, okay.
Plowing.
Okay.
Because what it does is it makes it so that the enzymes and the micronutrients and all the living things in the soil, it gets broken up. It's actually anti-farming.
Really?
And of course, the chemicals too. Oh, yeah. That's why we have desertification. That's why when it rains, we get all the runoff into the streams. That's not the way it's supposed to work. When it rains, the water's supposed to quickly go into the soil.
Yeah. Right.
And it doesn't because of chemicals and because of tilling.
Right. Okay, we'll leave that for farm talk next time. Farm talk with the Amish. Bring in a guest from the Amish farm. We could talk about tilling. All right. That's a good chat. I'm getting tired. You're probably tired. And thanks for joining me on our monthly call. And I'm sure maybe the September surprise we're all being told about, maybe it will have occurred and we can talk about it if we're still able to connect. Who knows?
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right. Thanks for the call. And till next time.
Okay. Have a great night.
All right. You too. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. That's